And we are back from historic top field, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, TCNR proudly brings you the Reading Colt 45 as they take on the Fairfield Indians. Hi everybody, I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you wherever you may be as the Reading Colt 45s look to get back on track after getting swept yesterday by the Medford Rogues. It was at least a better afternoon for the Colt 45s, who led 6-5 for four innings before a late charge by the Medford Rogues. Five home runs were hit, including a grand slam, and the Colt 45s fell 16-7, but the good thing about having short rest is you get to immediately quit the series away and get ready for the new one as they take on the Fairfield Indians that have been in existence since 1976. They play at Allen Witt Field in Fairfield. And so for the Colt 45s, getting set up as we're about to have the Star Spangled Banner played. So, Star Spangled Banner getting played. After the hottest day of the summer just passed through us, and it didn't matter where you went, whether you were in Reading or traveled all the way north to Siskiyou County, it was hot through and through. And so we'll get to the starting lineups for the Colt 45s, who enter today's game with a record of 16 wins and 6 losses. Batting first is Kyle Norton, the designated hitter, and then batting second is Dusty Vela at second base. Following him, batting third, is Patrick Fragoso. He'll play third base tonight, and then batting fourth will be Noah Young, the left fielder. Hunter Reed will bat fifth, playing first base, and then batting sixth will be Jeremy Giesig in right field. Batting seventh will be Brett Dingus at short. Batting eighth will be Mason Cassingham, who goes from left field for yesterday to his traditional spot of catcher. And then batting ninth will be Giacomo Crosetti with Dylan Cabral on the mound. And so it'll be the UPrep battery tonight, the former player now catching for his coach, Cabral, who has been pretty solid this year as a starter. He enters the game with a sub 4-run average, has started 5 games, is second on the team with 33 strikeouts with 11 walks. And so for Cabral, it is about finding his command for the Colt 45s, who talk about the perfect storm of rough. In addition to the Medford Rogues just being a very talented young team filled with Division I prospects, it was just one of those starts to the week where the Colt 45s are just on a lull. Just didn't pitch well, didn't really play defense well. Their offense was okay, putting up putting up 7 runs in game 3 and 9 runs in game 1, although they were shut out in game 2. But again, it's about putting the pieces together. And for Coach Bob Anderson, he said that it's just about moving forward, getting back to having fun, getting back to playing baseball. We're changing up the mojo even today, as found a Ken Griffey Jr. jersey in a thrift store, so wearing that tonight. Usually we're, you know, shirt and tie, but you know what? Something's got to change. Got to freshen up the mojo. I'm joined here alongside Tyler Chapman. How's it going on out there in the booth, Tyler?
Excellent, man. I was watching a little bit of the Giants game before I came here, and they were getting taken care of, but let's hope we have a good night over there tonight.
Oh, yeah, we are. So the Colts 45s wearing their yellow jerseys with black sleeves, white pants with a black pinstripe, and for the Fairfield Indians wearing blue jerseys with the red numbers, red Indians logo, the traditional Indians logo before the Cleveland Indians went on to become the Cleveland Guardians. And so Rick Bassetti, who is greeting the fans, packed crowd here on the left side. Got plenty of baseball fans, plenty of burgers and hot dogs being eaten. And so for the 45s, meeting with the umpires behind the dish tonight will be Colin Brown, and then Dylan Collins will work the first base side. He is 26 years old, and then working the third base side is Jim Richens after working the home plate in last night's game. And so for the Fairfield Indians, batting first will be Victor Vega, the second baseman. Vega all the way from Solano Community College, and then batting second will be Robert Searcy. Searcy, who attends Solano Community College. Batting third is Eric Thomas in center field. Thomas, who attends Shabo College, and then batting fourth will be Jalen Edmonds in left field. Batting fifth will be Ivory Jones, the designated hitter, and then batting sixth will be Ben Sates, the shortstop. Batting seventh will be Greg Ryan, the first baseman, and then batting eighth will be Josh Fairchild at catcher, and then batting ninth will be Trey Trias at third base with Tash McCrory on the mound. And so just want to make sure that we have that. Yep. Tash McCrory, part of this Solano College team, or this Indian team that has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 members of the Solano Community College on the Indian team. The head coach is Trajan Bynum, and talking with him, saying that this is the farthest that his team has had to travel for a game all season long. He is also a Fairfield Indians alum, and he just kept the plan simple. He said, you know what, try to wear them out with our athleticism and try to win 3 hot expletive games. And that's what he said, and he wanted to be quoted on that, but for the sake of this being a family-oriented program, we'll leave what he said out of that. And so for the Colts 45s, who are entering the game with a 16-6 record. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital in the Reading area to be awarded the grade A of all the hospitals rated in the North State. Shasta Regional Medical Center, a member of Prime Healthcare, has been recognized by HealthGrades as a 2023 Patient Safety Excellence Award recipient. And so, for Dylan Cabrera, the left-hander, going to work tonight. He graduated UPrep all the way back in 2019, was an all-CIF Northern Section pitcher. likes to throw primarily off of his sinker, using pitches low and poking around the corners to try to induce some ground balls, keep his pitch count low. And so for Cabral, warming up, he'll throw to Cassingham. Cassingham will throw down to second, and we'll have some baseball here on this Friday evening. And as for the game time temperature in Reading, we are sitting at a very sizzling 103 degrees. So definitely drink plenty of water if you're out there in the heat. Make sure to hydrate. Here's Cabral. He'll wind and fire. The first pitch is a fastball taken off the plate for ball one, and the count is 1-0. Cabral looking in. He'll wind and fire. The 1-0 pitch is taking a hip-high strike. One ball and one strike, and again, he said it's primarily 90% sinkers. 1-1, another pitch that's on the outside corner for a strike. One ball and two strikes the count to Victor Vega, the right-hander. Cabral into his delivery. The 1-2 pitch is swung on, line foul and out of play. So one ball and two strikes. Glad you could all join us here, whether you're listening on the radio from across Shasta County or in Free Fire. The 1-2 pitch is a sinker. Bends. Vega for strike three. Down he goes. Vega caught looking, and so the leadoff man is tonight's beer batter. And already in the first inning, the fans being treated to discount beer. And now here is Robert Searcy. The pitch to Searcy. Pitch is taken up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. So, we'll again assume that that's a sinker that just slipped out of the fingertips of Cabral. He comes back with a 1-0 pitch that swung on. Bounced foul up along the first base side to the Indians' dugout. One ball and one strike. The Indians program founded all the way back in 1978. The 1-1 pitch. That was definitely a changeup that swung on and fouled. So again, just trying to work the lower half. Tack inside, attack outside. Get that ball to just come in and drop to the eyes. 1-2 pitch is up and away for ball two. Cassingham, who is a player under Cabral. Cabral was the assistant coach for the Panthers while also pitching at Feather River College. Cabral sets in, delivers a 2-2 pitch, swung on. That ball is lifted foul and out of play. Plenty of cars in the parking lot, but folks making sure to keep their distance, and especially avoid that second row. 2-2 pitch out in front for strike three, and down goes Searcy. Searcy gets fooled on another changeup by Cabral, who sets the trap and matches it perfectly. And now with two outs, here is Eric Thomas. So for the Indians, with one player who attends a four-year school, and that is Wyatt Smith, the shortstop. He takes inside for ball one, 1-0, the count to Thomas. Cabral winds in, delivers, 1-0 pitch, sinker right at the knees for a strike on the outside corner. One ball and one strike, Cabral going to work. He'll wind and fire. The pitch swung on, lifted softly over the leaping Vela for a base hit into right field. And so Eric Thomas just able to poke it into right field, barrel it enough to get it over Vela. And so with two outs and a man aboard, here is Jalen Edmonds. So Edmonds wearing number 74. Here's Cabral, wind and deliver. Pitches Hagan high for ball one. One ball and no strikes the counts. Gotta love some of these numbers, but with every number, there is always somebody famous attached to it. 1-0 pitch right there on the outside corner at the hips for a strike. Cabral, after giving up the flare single to Thomas at first. 1-1 in the dirt. So as far as famous number 74s, among them, at least for baseball, you have Kenley Jansen and then former Minnesota Twins pitcher Joe Nathan. Here's the 2-0-1 pitch. That taking second is Thomas. The throw by Cassingham gets thrown into center field, and then to third goes Thomas. Man, Mason Cassingham, man, talk about the mustard off the hot dog, and that hot dog absolutely got smoldered in a vat of mustard. He threw that thing probably 2 feet over his shortstop's head, and taking third easily is Thomas. Three balls and one strike. Cassingham's family sitting in front. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That ball is taken high and away for ball four. So the Colt 45s with a little bit of trouble here after recording the first two outs, a leadoff single, a two-out single by Thomas, and then a five-pitch walk to Jalen Edmonds. And now here is Ivory Jones. And so we'll see what Edmonds does at first base. Edmonds at first, here's the pitch to Jones, taking just a little low for ball one. One ball and no strikes, and for Jones wearing number 23, and y'all know who wears that number. Here's the 1-0 pitch, taking for a strike. The throw to second, literally to second. Cassingham with the fake out, threw it directly to Vela, trying to get Thomas to budge from third, but Thomas not fooled. That was interesting. Didn't even go to his shortstop and said threw it right to Vela, but Thomas says, young man, I'm not about the life. 1-2 pitches swung on and fouled away. So one ball and two strikes. Cabral, one strike away from getting out of the inning. Heel set. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on, and bounced to third. Up with it is Fragoso. He'll throw to first in time to Reed, and that takes care of the Indians in the first inning. So despite a single and a walk, two strikeouts by Cabral, and he's able to get out of the first inning without allowing any runs. No runs, one hit, two left, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. late for the first inning, and it'll be Kyle Norton who will lead things off. He'll be followed by Dusty Vela and then Patrick Fragoso in what was a contentious ending after we went out and called the game, faded to black, and went to other programming. There was an issue between the Rogues and the Colt 45s that involved Kyle Norton. So Kyle Norton, when he came up in the bottom of the ninth inning, had an opposite field single. One of the coaches for the Rogues shouted to him, "Hey, come play for us." And Bob Anderson took issue with that. And again, the issue was eventually resolved. But it'll be interesting to see, Tyler, what happens when the Colt 45s get a chance to get a second crack at the Rogues on their home field. And I believe that's July 11th to July 13th.
They got a chance to even the series there, man. I think that they'll do a little bit better this next time.
Yeah, and they'll also be coming off a 3 days rest, too. That's the other part. One of Kitch on the outside corner there for a strike, one ball and one strike from McCrory.
It's not just the game. They're playing. They have to warm up and take batting practice. They work about 5 hours a day out there.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just the fact that, you know, they've been playing so many games. But again, though, I think a lot of that, too, is also it's part of the test. It's part of the mental game. Can you play well even when you're not feeling good? I mean, if you're going to be a big leaguer, it's not like the NBA where you get to have off days where, you know, you get to have 2 to 3 days rest, maybe fly to, you know, New Orleans, get to spend a day and then, you know, play. No, you're playing every day. Here's the 3-1 pitch, swung on, lifted into shallow left field. Looks like trouble down the line and foul up along the third base side on the call. There is Jim Richens. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. So this is just something that, you know, these players have to get used to, and you have to be ready to compete. And you got to be mentally there. And, you know, I think a lot of that was just the Colt 45s kind of fighting their own mental fatigue a little bit. 3 balls and 2 strikes the count. McCrory sets in, delivers the 3-2 pitch, is missed inside and low for ball four to the 6'5" left-handed hitter, and Norton draws the walk. So the one thing that we have definitely gotten used to seeing from this Colt 45 team are the amount of walks that they've drawn. In fact, the team now has 158 walks, and this is in just 32 games played. There goes Norton on the first pitch. Taken inside. Pounced. The catcher Fairchild and safely at second with a stolen base is Norton. So for Norton going on first pitch, Fairchild just missed the ball, tried to come up throwing, and instead missed it, and it deflected off of home plate umpire Colin Brown. Norton at second. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, line to first, but he missed, lost the ball in the sun, and kicking up a huge get is Dusty Vela on the air at first. By Ryan, to third goes Norton, and the Colt 45s have runners at the corners. So, and that's exactly what Ryan does. The line drive that he just flat out missed, had a chance to grab it, but just attacked with his glove the wrong way and went to his clubhouse. Now he's wearing some shades, and maybe he'll be able to see better. Runners at the corners. More Fragoso. Here's the pitch. There goes Vela on the first pitch. He steals second. The throw to third. Back on the bag is Norton, drawing some attention from the Indians. One ball and no strikes, and the Colt 45s have action going. Runners at second and third, four for Goso. 1-0 pitch, that ball is down from the dirt for ball two. So two balls and no strikes, and again for this Indian team. Little bit inexperienced, you could say, but still they are baseball players. There's been plenty of talented ball players that have come through community college. I mean, just thinking about, you know, in recent memory years, 2-0 pitch swung on and missed or strike one, Bryce Harper. Our boy, Barry Zito, since he was a Giant, but he attended my community college. 2-1. Pitch swung on and fouled away. So two balls and two strikes the count. And so for the Colt 45s, looking to open up shop and get in business here with no outs. Runners at second and third. McRory. He'll set the 2-2. Changeup swung on, lined down the first baseline and foul off of the Indians clubhouse. Two balls, two strikes. Pretty filled crowd. Loaded on the third base side. The 2-2 pitch, and it hits Fregoso on his right leg. And so Fregoso aboard, and so the Colt 45s, without recording a base hit, have the bases loaded, and now the discussion will commence with Cash McRory. And so, for McRory, fighting it, and now we'll see about the board meeting and coming to break it up. So home plate umpire, Colt Brown, coming to break up the meeting. Bases loaded. And for the Colt 45s with a huge opportunity to put themselves ahead. McCrory. He'll set the pitch. Curveball drops a little low and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes to Young. McRory, he'll set and deliver. 1-0 pitch, waved at a miss. First strike one. Glad you could all join us here. As we're getting a little breeze coming in from right field, helping cool down this crowd. 1-1 pitch, fastball just inside. To the left-hander, Young. McCrory with Norton at third. 2-1 pitch, grounded softly foul. Two balls, two strikes. We also had the Sandlot Sound Machine playing some hits. Playing a little ABBA today, getting the band warmed up. PQ pitch, fastball swung on, that ball is lifted over the third base side and foul out of play. So, two balls, two strikes. I think I've only seen one true foul ball that's been caught all season long. Hopefully we'll see some athletes out here this evening. McRory, meanwhile, trying to take care of Young. The eighth pitch, 2-2. That ball is driven out of the right field line and foul. Young jumped on top of it, but opened up just a little bit too much. And meanwhile, we have the Batgirl for tonight, and that is Riley, the 14-year-old. Talk a little bit about, a little bit to Riley. Very interesting, diverse kid. The cheeky bitch is swung on, grounded to third. The turn to second for one. The throw to first, not nearly in time. Young with contact, able to bring home Norton. And the Colt 45s lead 1-0. So, Noah Young with the run batted in. Fielder's choice 5-4. Now, here's Hunter Reed. And so the right-hander. Taps his sneakers, his cleats, and gets ready to go. Young at first, thinking about taking off, decides to save. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike to Reed, and the count is 0-1. So again, for the Colt 45s, being very patient, and again, a clean defensive first inning as well will definitely boost their confidence. 1-0 pitch swung on, and that ball is lifted high into left field. Very playable. Under it, making the catch in left is Edmonds, tagging up and scoring is Vela, and the Colt 45s lead 2-0. Manufacturing runs here in the first inning. So sack fly for Hunter Reed. And now here is Jeremy Giesig. And so the importance of just making hard contact, and that is what Bob Anderson wanted his team to focus on, not even the result necessarily, whether it's a hit or an out. Just focus on hitting the ball hard, creating hard contact. Reed able to do that there, giving the Colt 45s another run. The pitch is taken on the outside corner as Jeremy Giesig checks in. 0-1 the count. Throw to first, quickly back on the bag. Safe is Young, so Foreman Corey showing off his pickoff move. Young with a bigger lead now, about two paces off. Doesn't go. The 0-1 pitch swung on, grounded hard up the middle for a base hit. Station to second goes Young, and now the Colt 45s looking to add more to their runs. And again, a lot of it was predicated off of the error.
You know, Ethan, speaking about that error, how much of our fielding was it because of the sunshine, you think?
I mean, these guys are in college. You're talking about with Dingus, with the ground balls, that's got nothing to do with the sun. I think maybe we've seen one error by the Colt 45s this year caused by the sun. That one by the Indians was definitely from the sun, but even then, though, it's like, you know, you get to this point and there's just certain things you have to know how to do. Use your bill of your cap to try to see the ball in and make the grab. I mean, sorry for the blunt answer there, but, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
They're in college. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Hit high strike on the slider. To Dingus, so one ball and one strike the count. Dingus at first, at second is Young. 1-1 is on the outside corner there for a strike. One ball and two strikes the count, but, you know, all the same too. Baseball, sometimes you do make errors, and so it's definitely not the fact that you expect errors, and the fact that, you know, baseball is a hard game. One ball, one two pitch is taken outside for ball two. two balls, two strikes, two outs. So, yeah, you understand the errors. You also at the same time realize you got to make plays. 2-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Dingus, but not before the Colt 40 Buzz are able to add two runs on an RBI by Noah Young, who hit into a fielder's choice, the sacrifice fly. And then Jeremy Giesig with the running Colt 40 Buzz. First hit of the evening. One run on two hits, two left. And we go to the top of the second. The Reading Colt 40 Buzz lead the Fairfield Indians 2-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
He started baseball's famous streak that's got us all aglow. He's just a man and not a freak, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio.
So here we go, top of the second, fastball taken inside for ball one with Ben States leading off. And we were talking, me and Tyler were talking about errors. 1-0 pitch, chopped along the first base side, and that ball was actually chopped right at home plate. Mason Cassingham came away with it, applied the quick tag, and now we'll have a discussion to see if the Colt 40 Buzz have a ground down. Does he have a helicopter flying overhead? And so what's the call here? I believe it's going to be, yep, good clarification. The two umpires helping each other out. When in doubt, ask the question. One more pitch swung on and fouled away.
That foul ball.
And so for Cabral, working off of the sinker, Colt 40 Buzz leading 2-0. Here's the 1-2 pitch way inside, and it hits Sates on the helmet. That is why you wear the helmet. And for Sates, ends up with nothing more than a little scratch on his helmet, man. So, talking about, you know, errors again, it's Herman Long who is the all-time leader. These are guys who are, you know, who probably played baseball back in the 1910s, 1920s, but still it happens. Here's Mitch taken inside and another hit by pitch. Greg Ryan hit by the pitch. That's back-to-back hit by pitches. And so for the Colt 40 Buzz, again, we're leading 2-0. But right now, it's been as much of an issue with their defense as it has been with their pitching. Just the inability to consistently throw strikes. And not just throw strikes, but the hit by pitches. The walks there, they continue to add up. And as for Cabral, who leads the team with now 12 walks on the year. Go ahead, Tyler, you were saying something?
Oh man, I was just thinking about the pitching too. We've been all around the zone this year, and I just don't understand where that comes in.
Well, let's see if Cabral can figure it out. Corners are in for the Colt 45s. Here's the pitch swung on and fell back to Josh Fairchild. And so for Fairchild, who attends Laney College, Cone won the count. 0-1 pitches in the dirt, taking third and stealing is Ben Sates. Didn't even give Sates a look, and he was off and going as soon as Cabral was into his windup. 1-1. Runners at the corners. Indians trying to cash in. 1-1, delivered on the outside corner for a strike. Cassingham not even going to give him a look, and stealing second is Ryan. So runners at second and third now for Fairchild, who tends Laney College. Here's the 1-2 hit, swung on, poked along the third base side and foul. And again, the beauty of the California Community College system is it allows so many people to develop their careers, whether they are football players, whether they are actors, actresses, politicians even. Here's the 1-2 hit, swung on, that ball is lined into left field, and that will find some fairway, four base hit. One run comes in. Two runs come in. A two-run single for Josh Fairchild, and the Fairfield Indians have tied it at two. And so those hit-by-pitches coming back to haunt Cabral, and again, you know, talking with Bob Anderson, this was supposed to be a game where Dylan was going to go six or seven innings. Bob said it bluntly. He is going to go as hard and as far as he wants to go before he asks to be taken out. Mentioning some people from Laney College, pitches delivered inside for ball one. How about Frank Oz? Frank Oz, who is known for being one of the voices and puppeteers for the Muppets. He attended Laney College. 1-0 pitches a bunt back to Cabral. Cabral throws the first in time for the out, so Trias gets the job done. Moving over to second is Fairchild on the bunt, and we have one away to bring up the top of the order in Victor Vega. And so Vega, who is tonight's beer batter, steps up to the plate. The fans looking for discount beer for the second time in two innings. That's what they want. That's what the fans like. Pitches a fastball delivered on the outside corner for a strike. So again, for Cabral, lives off of his sinker, but not afraid to throw a fastball when he needs to find the strike zone. 0-1 delivered just off the plate. Cabral with Fairchild. Here's the 1-1 pitch taken high for ball two. That's actually a courtesy runner for Fairchild, and that is Rayshon Priest. So Rayshon Priest from Armijo High School. Pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. That sinker running in to Vega. And now Vega with two strikes on him. He is the special guest of the day. Cabral delivers the 2-2 pitch just off the plate for ball three. the fans wanting it. In this economy, you got to take all the discounts that you can get. Here's Cabral, the 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away. 3-10 down the line in right field. The ball hit dimensions, 370 in right center, 406 in dead center, and then 358 in left center. And then to finish it off down the line, down the left field line, it's 320. The 3-2 pitch is taken high for ball four. And so for the Colt 45s, with runners at first, allowing runners at first and second now. The second walk issued by Cabral. Here's Cabral. He'll deliver. Sinker taken away for ball one. So just not.
Number 22, Robert Searcy.
To home plate umpire Colin Brown's liking. And now we're going to get a brief timeout. Robert Searcy, the sixth man to come to the plate. 1-0 pitch swung on, grounded to first. Cabral's going to have to race the throw. To first, not through. And comes. Not to score the fourth. Third gets away from chasing him. Teams are going to come in. It is a comedy of errors for the Reading Colt 45s, who trail 4-2. Boy, that was a simple bouncer right between second base and Cabral. Nobody came to assist Cabral. Coming out too far was Reed. So Cabral basically had to take it himself, try to touch first, too late. Threw home, missed his target, and then Cassingham threw the ball into left field. So two errors for two runs for the price of one play happening, and the Colt 45s, they just, it's just about figuring it out. You know, they're sort of in a rut right now. The wheels are stuck in the mud, and they got to find a way as a team to start playing better together. So for Searcy, meanwhile, he ends up picking up the base hit because of the fact that no error was committed initially as the first pitch. That ball is swung on, lifted into right center, coming in on the diamond, making the catch is Corsetti from center to third to second. As Vega was caught completely off guard, didn't realize Corsetti had caught the ball. Corsetti on the throw to second. Picks up a badly needed double play to get the Colt 45s out of trouble. So for the Colt 45s, who are out of the top of the second inning, however, not before four runs come across on a two-run single by Josh Fairchild, followed by two errors by the Colt 45s defense. And that's where we stand now, the Colt 45s. Trail the Fairfield Indians 4-2 when we return here on 96.5 FM 1460 AM KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Top of the second, first pitch to Mason Cassingham is swung on, popped up under it. It's Trias, he'll make the catch, and there's quickly one away to bring up Giacomo Crosetti. So Giacomo Crosetti, who has been sort of the bright star for the Colbert Eagles this week, had a two-run triple in yesterday's game. And, well, we do have a little bit of a slight omission to what Giacomo Crosetti told us about his relative, Frankie Crosetti. 1-0 pitch is delivered on the outside corner for a strike. So initially we were told by Giacomo that Frankie Crosetti was his great grandfather, but it turns out that it's actually his great great uncle. But still, it doesn't change the fact that he still has Yankee royalty in his blood. 2-1. So his great great uncle Frankie Crosetti. 2-1 pitch taken high for 3. Won 17 World Series with the Yankees. 8 as a player, 9 as a head coach. Played alongside Joe DiMaggio, Coach Roger Maris. You know, the Iron Horse, Lou Gehrig, I mean, the golden era of Yankees baseball, and that was his great, great uncle. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Crosetti. Crosetti takes outside for 4, and he is aboard with a walk. And so for Crosetti, who draws the second walk of the game for the Colbert Eagles, and now here is Kyle Norton. And so for the Fairfield Indians, who are ahead 4-2, plenty of guests to take out tonight. Will we talk to Kalen Cabral tonight, or are we going to get? Let's talk to Kennedy Lane. Talk to Lane tonight. How's that? Meanwhile, here's the pitch from McCrory. Fastball taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. With Dusty Vela on deck. Crosetti at first. Takes the lead. Throw over to first and back on the bag is Crosetti. So the Colbert Eagles trying to figure things out right now. Again, just part of a 4-game stretch that has just been a little bit bumpy. Typical baseball season, though. You go through these peaks and valleys. Another throw to first. Back on the bag is Crosetti. As for the Fairfield Indians, again founded in 1948, have had 3 players drafted in their program's history. 0-1 pitch is taken high. The throw to second to try to get Crosetti. Too late. Crosetti able to slide under it. Head first. And so 1-1 in for Crosetti. Man, he is going to... Well, kick things off a little bit. One ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1. Change up in the dirt for 2. Losing it for a second, but covering the ball back is Fairchild, so... 2-1. The Colbert Eagles trailing in the bottom of the second. 4-2 here in front of a pretty packed crowd here at Tiger Field. The 2-1 as the lights start to flicker on. It is swung on, grounded hard up the middle. Nice stab by the shortstop. Sights the throw to first in time to get Norton, and there's two away. So Norton grounds out to third. Goes Crescetti, and now here is Dusty Vela. And so for Dusty Vela, who was able to reach base on an error at first by Ryan, who had a soft line drive hit in his direction but lost it in the sun and pitched way inside for ball one. Man, having to do a little bit of a Texas two-step to get out of the way of that one. Is Vela for ball one, thrown way behind him. Good play on the backdoor pick by Fairchild to keep it in front, 1-0. McRory, he'll deliver. Fastball is just off the plate. So two balls and no strikes for Vela, trying to come up with some hard contact and cut this deficit. 2-0. The pitch swung on, lifted into short left field, leaping and making the catch. At short is Seitz, and that will end the inning. So Seitz having himself a nice defensive second inning. The Colt 45s get Giacomo Crescetti to third, but nothing to show for it. No runs, no hits. A man left, and we go to the top of the third inning. The Colt 45s trail the Fairfield Indians 4-2 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Top of the third inning, and it's time for the man who makes the quintessential quesadilla with all five layers. It is Tyler Chapman with Chappie's Hot Corner. Take it away, Tyler.
Oh, that comment made me hungry. And if you guys are hungry for stats, you've come to the right place. This is Tyler and Casey in our studio in downtown Reading, and we're going to run down some stats. Batting leaders for the 45s, we got Hunter Reed with four home runs, Dingus with two. We got Mason Johnson with one and Mackenzie Higuchi with one as well. RBIs, 21 for Reed. Norton, we have 20. Vela has 19 and Johnson has 17. Pitching leaders, we have Cabral with four wins, Armentrout with two, Chapel for two, and we have Dixon with two as well. Strikeouts, we have Spencer Reif with 36, Cabral with 33, Chapel with 31, and Dixon with 31. ERA leaders, well, it's not really worth talking about with the sample size, but we do have Schaefer with 1.98, Chappell with 2.67, and Dixon with 2.95. Also, leading in the averages is Thomas Canfield batting 1,000. Anyway, back to you, Ethan.
Well, there you are. There's the stats. Good job there by Tyler. Here's the pitch as leadoff hitter Jalen Edmonds flied out, and now here is Aubrey Jones takes it inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0 pitch swung on and fouled back a little out in front there Is Jones? So Jones having fun? No high school and college not listed, but for the Indians head coach, Prejean Bynum. He comes from a Division I background. Bynum attended Contra Costa College and then went to Southern University for 2 years, the HBCU. Now he's a real estate broker in the Bay Area. There's something lucrative. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Taken just inside for ball three. Cabral, with a bit of a look of annoyance, thought he had the called third strike on Jones. Cabral whips and fires the 3-2 pitch. That's a straight fastball that misses high for ball four. And so for the Colts, 45s right now. Again, just going through one of these stages right now where things are getting hot. Weather today was 108 degrees. It's supposed to be 110 tomorrow. So if you're looking for a free way to cook your eggs, that's a good place to start. Pitch is taken down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Definitely don't forget the butter, because nobody likes scrambled eggs that come out chalky. 1-0 pitch is taken high. The throw to second, not in time. Ivory Jones steals second. And so for Mason Cassidy, who was one of the top defensive catchers in the CIF Northern section this year, but it's a lot different when you're playing against kids that are 1 or 2 years of experience in college. 2-0 pitch, grounded to short. Up with it is Dingus. Throws the first in time for the out. Takes care of Ben Seitz. Moving over to third is Jones. Dingus thought about trying to get Jones, but made the right play to get the easy out. And so with two outs, now here is Greg Ryan. And meanwhile, Homer is out and about, and got to tell you something about Homer. You don't ever reveal the secret identity of a character, but he is one of the most gentle, great men that you will meet. The 0-1 pitch swung on, grounded up along the third base side and foul. Actually helped me set up the KCNR sign, but just a great man, and I asked Homer, what is his key to keeping cool? And he said, it is a nice chest. 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Drop third. Mason Cassingham throws the first to take care of Ryan, and that ends the inning. So for Dylan Cabral, after a bit of a rocky second inning, comes back and takes care of the Indians. No runs. No hits, a man left at third, and we go to the bottom of the third inning. The running Colt 45s trail the Fairfield Indians 4-2 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM KCNR.
They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey, and the Duke.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
want to know the count as Patrick Fregoso leads things off. Pitch is taken inside for ball two. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored exclusively by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the first and only FDA-approved heart failure monitoring device, is now available at Shasta Regional Medical Center, exclusively at 1100 Butte Street. Shasta Regional Medical Center holds the highest grade in our community for patient safety from LeapFrog Group, as well as awards from the American Heart Association's Get With The Guidelines Gold Plus Award for commitment to prioritizing quality care for stroke and heart failure patients. Glad you can join us. Two balls and one strike as we approach the weekend in what was a very cool spring is now turned into, well, another typical Reading summer. What do? Well, either go to the movie theater, pay $7 to watch a matinee, and then head to the lake. The 3-1 pitch is inside for ball four. Fregoso got hit right on the toes, and so that's not going to feel too good. But and for Fregoso, that's the second time that he has been hit. In fact, for Fregoso, yeah, no, he doesn't lead the team in hit by pitches. That honor would go to Dusty Vela. But actually, no, now that he's got two hit by pitches tonight, he is tied with Dusty Vela. So, well, there you go. So, Fregoso, in two plate appearances, is hit twice. And now here is Noah Young. And so, speaking of the Indians, the former Cleveland Indians, now Guardians. Pitch is taken away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. His uncles Ronnie and Donnie, his father Tim also. Played in the minor leagues for the Toronto Blue Jays. 1-0 pitch is delivered on the outside corner for a strike. So one ball and one strike for Young, who attends Cal State East Bay. Originally born in San Diego, takes inside for ball two. Two balls and one strike is the count. Here's McCrory. He'll set and deliver. 2-1 pitch. Swung on it. Wow, that ball was smoked into the dugout for the Indians. And I think that might have hit off of somebody's knee as well. So you better watch out when Noah Young is swinging the bat. That ball can fly. Two balls and two strikes the count. We have some infants in the crowd getting some first taste of some icy. See how the little guy reacts. 2-2 pitch is fouled away. Two balls, two strikes. It's always great to watch the reaction of younger children, especially when they try food. I mean, I'm on TikTok, and that's like on my algorithm. It's just, you know, sports highlights, kids reacting to things. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Strike three called. Oh, that was not close. That was not close. And Bob Anderson has some words. I mean, again, we don't usually talk about the strike zone, but man, that thing was a good ball off the plane. And unfortunately, though, Noah Young, guess the old adage, you can stay, Tyler, is, you know, you want to protect with two strikes, but you also don't want to get in the bad habit of swinging at bad pitches either. That's sort of always the sort of caveat when discussing that philosophy of protecting with two strikes. What's your take on that?
Yeah, you know, it's always important to get on base, and if you can draw a walk and you can just watch the pitch in and not swing at a bad pitch, you're doing your team a favor.
One of it swung on, lifted down the first base side, and foul. That's out of play. Over the crowd.
Really is one of our strong suits, Ethan, watching the ball in.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's as I've gotten older, I've learned that there's always nuance to certain philosophies. It's like, yeah, you want to protect, of course, but do you want to protect at a pitch that maybe is so bad that, you know, you start building bad habits? 1-1 pitch is swung on a miss for strike two. They're throwing a second, and thrown out is Fragoso. Two away. Fragoso is tagged out by shortstop Seitz. Good throw from Fairchild. And so, with two outs now, the bags are completely empty. Reed got to do it himself. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, curveball swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Reed. Reed out in front. And that is the inning. So no runs, no hits. The Colt 45s go down quietly again. And we go to the top of the fourth inning. The Reading Colt 45s trail the Fairfield Indians 4-2 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Top of the fourth inning we go, and the Colt 45s with Dylan Cabral pitching. Looks like we got to get somebody on foul ball duty as well. 0-1 the count, and again, talking about balls and strikes, no disrespect at all to Colin Brown. He's got the toughest job out of any of us tonight. 0-1 pitch is taken for a strike. Or 1-0 pitch is taken for a strike, 1-1. Here's Cabral, delivers inside for ball two, and needing some shaving cream after that one is Josh Fairchild. Here's the 2-1 pitch, line down the left field line and foul. That is out of play. And so for Fairchild, having himself a good day so far defensively, throwing out the runner Fragoso. 2-2 pitch, missed low and away for ball three. And so, for Fairchild, who singled home two runs in his first at bat. 3-2 pitch, swung on and bounced to second. Up with it is Vela. He'll throw across his body to get Fairchild, and there's one away. So for the Colt 45s, trying to clean things up defensively after committing two errors on one play in the second inning, and that's a good start there for Vela. And now here is Trey Trias. And so Trey Trias, who attends Solano Community College, taken high for ball one. One-oh pitch, swung on and fouled back. And again, talking about the great athletes that have come out of the community college system. Here's the one pitch swung on and bounces short up within his dingus. He'll throw it. Chicken Treatrius, two away. That ball was backhanded by Dingus, and the momentum was going away from him, so he had to make a quick throw, went across his body, and threw a strike to Reed for out number two. A nice play for the boy out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And now with two away, here is Victor Vega, who takes inside and high for ball one. 1-0. Cabral looking in. He'll whip and fire the 1-0 delivered down the middle for a strike. Cabral working quickly. 1-1 is fouled back, and it's the beer batter, Victor Vega. So this crowd trying to do anything it can to stay cool. No Mr. Fans in sight. Definitely a lot being sold on the snow cones tonight. 1-2, it's strike three, and not only is it a shootout for Cabral, the fans get the power of beer. Discount beer is a dollar off this inning, and that retires the side in order. No runs, no hits. And for Cabral, who now has three strikeouts on the night, and now let's see what his offense can do to pick him up. We're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Colt 45s trail the Fairfield Indians 4-2 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
He runs the bases like a choo-choo train, swings around second like an aeroplane. His cap flies off when he passes third, and he heads home like an eagle bird. Say hey, say ho, say Willie.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Bottom of the fourth inning, and here we go with a new pitcher, and it is Greg Ryan. So, looks like a rotation of players tonight that will be sharing pitching duties. Not sure why we're getting the warm-up now. Anyway, bottom of the fourth inning. And as for famed Solano Community College alum, the most famous of them all, at least from our perspective, is Tug McGraw. Tug McGraw, the father of Tim McGraw, who actually played for the New York Mets and the Phillies, a two-time World Series champion and a two-time All-Star. Again, another one of those guys who's a borderline Hall of Fame. Finished his career with a 3.14 ERA, 96 wins, 92 losses. So, man, talk about a guy who had himself a pretty solid career. And then, of course, what does his son do? He goes on to become even more famous. But, yeah, Tug McGraw, an alum of Solano Community College. So, yeah, bottom of the fourth inning, and again, we just have a barrage of changes, so I think we'll send it over. We'll have two guests today, and we'll come over and talk to Tannity. No, we're doing two. Let me just make sure that we're on track first. Oh, yeah, it's D-Sig. All right, so I'm here with Kenny Lane. So, Kenny, what's going on today?
Nothing much. Just here to watch the Colt 45 game, to watch my cousin, Mason Passingham.
Yeah? What do you know about baseball?
I've been around it for a while. I mean, I played softball as well, so I kind of know the game a little bit. I know it.
Who's this young fella right here?
My cousin Riddick.
Yeah?
Alawalia.
Yeah? That's Riddick Alawalia, the son of Foothill Athletic Director. What's going to keep taking care of him so far?
Taking care of Riddick?
Yeah, Riddick.
Making sure he doesn't go up and down the stairs.
That's good. So tell us a little bit about it. We have Jeremy Giesig coming to the plate. Oh, 2-0 the count to Giesig. How excited are you to head out to UC Merced?
I'm pretty excited. It'll be something new, and I know that basketball will keep me busy, so I won't be, I mean, I'll miss home, but it won't be on my mind all the time. So that's kind of nice that I have a distraction.
Yeah? Well, Kenny Lane, by the way, one of the best local point guards that has come out of this area in quite a while, man. Her handle, the shooting from three, I think that was really where I saw you this past season. I was like, wow. She's now become a full-fledged shooter, just the ability to pick and choose your spot from around the perimeter. Where do you feel, have you been getting a chance to play any AAU games at all, or have you just been focusing on getting ready for college and getting yourself mentally prepared with that?
Mainly I've just been trying to lift and get stronger because, you know, I'm going to be playing against a lot, like, bigger girls and everything. So just going lifting and trying to keep my skills up by practicing every now and then, scrimmaging if I can with other people. And I don't know. Yeah. And also just mentally getting prepared because leaving home's a big change. So
this is a little weird, as after three pitches, we're going to have a substitution. Not sure why, maybe due to an injury, but we'll say with Kennedy, it seems like we've just had two pitching changes in a matter of just moments. So outside of basketball, why was UC Merced the school for you?
You know, I visited, well, before, I was really happy because, you know, I had met the coach, I guess. She was kind of the first startup, but besides that, but besides that, the campus was really nice, really earthbound, and it's an hour away from Yosemite, and I love Yosemite. I even got a tattoo of the Half Dome because, you know, I loved it so much.
Yeah.
And so being able to go there whenever I want to, and it's also a UC, so, I mean, you're getting an education while playing sports and everything, which is really great because, I mean, in the end, I'm going to want a stable job and all that, and school is going to get me there, especially UC.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Sam.
Was college basketball always, you know, a motivation for you as a young child, would you say?
Yes. I always strive to play in college, and so everything I've done has really gotten me here, and that's why I did everything that I've done over the years, was to get to this point. And whether it was, no matter what division it was going to be, I knew that I just wanted to play. And so being able to go to a UC, getting a good education while also playing at an NAIA level, and which will soon become D2, it's really great.
Yeah. I mean, you come from a very competitive family. I mean, you have your you know, your sorry. You have your cousins, Mason and Mackenzie, who also plays college basketball at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. So what's sort of always been the key with your family as far as just, you know, keeping that competitive mindset? I mean, it just seems like everywhere you go, there's always a Cassingham or a Lane somewhere that's doing something.
I think it's always just in the I mean, it's just in the family. I don't know. We just push each other so much, you know, saying, okay, well, we're going to go practice this time. Or if one of us does something and we realize that's really good for us, we go and we tell every other person in the family so that they can go and then learn from it, or they can go do it to get the experience. I know that for Mackenzie, she went to a lot of basketball camps, and I then got told about them, and it really helped me. I think it's one of the main, like, reasons of how I got here was those camps I attended.
3-1 the count, excuse me, 3-2 now the count to Jeremy Giesig. So Giesig, member of Cal State San Bernardino, Division II school down in Southern California, joined by Kennedy Lane, who is in the heat with us, enjoying some baseball. 3-2 pitch is taken inside for ball four. So, I mean, I've only been here for 3 years. You've been here your whole life. What's the key to surviving the Shasta County summer?
I mean, I think just having fun, doing what you can. I mean, I know that I go on the lake, you know, to cool off, especially when it gets hot here. But, I mean, being myself and doing what I want to do and not letting anybody hold me back.
What's the secret spot that only the locals know about? Fill me in.
I don't have any spots. I don't know. I don't go anywhere to hang out, really. I'm sometimes a homebody.
Yeah?
I mean, I go to the gym. The gym's fun to hang out.
Oh, yeah. No. There's plenty of air conditioning right there, too, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Or the lake. I'd say the lake is definitely a place, or Whiskey Town.
Yeah.
Definitely a hangout spot.
Definitely right there with you. 3-2 the count to... Here's the pitch inside for ball one. So Giesig walked in now. We have Dingus up to the plate. So Brett Dingus, one ball and no strikes. The man out of Murfreesboro. Tell me what you think of this, because Brett told me that this tradition that they have over in his hometown in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, they have a take your tractor to school day. Yes.
I kind of like that.
Yeah,
something
you like
different.
It?
Yeah.
What is, kids grounded to short. Up with it. The throw to first is in time. Dingus is retired. Oh, and now here comes Mason. Maybe he'll be his good luck charm. So give me your best baseball analysis on what Mason's got to do here to hit the ball.
Well, I think he's got it. He's a switch hitter, and I think he hits better on his actual non-dominant side. Me personally, when I watch him play. So I think if he just watches the ball, he'll hit it.
Yeah?
He doesn't swing at the high ones or the low ones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you hit the ball?
Slow pitch.
Slow pitch? Okay, yeah. That's good. All right. Here we go. So, meanwhile, I'm calling this with Kenny Lane, who's taking this. He was taking video on this, and I'm not sure where this is going to end up. Maybe TikTok. Here's the pitch. Fastball taken a little bit outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes for Cassingham, who wears number two in honor of his hero, Derek Jeter. Definitely my favorite baseball player as well. Here's the 1-0 to Cassingham. Swung on and missed for strike one. Fastball to the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Can he be the guy to hopefully drive the momentum a bit for the Colt 45s who trail 4-2? What's the key here?
Hit the ball.
Hit the ball. Keep it simple. Hit the ball. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Upstairs for ball two, yeah? Didn't bite. Nope. You proud of him?
Very proud.
Very proud. That's a proud cousin. 2-1. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and grounded to the right side. Throw to first is in time. It's okay. He still hit the ball.
He still hit the ball and he ran as fast as he could.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kennedy. We'll let you go and enjoy this one. That's Kennedy Lane, who is just graduated from Central Valley and is going to be playing at UC Merced next season. Come check her out in January is her team. You'll be coming up to Simpson to
February. Yeah.
February.
February.
Or as they say in SNL, Febtober.
Yes.
Yes. Now go check her out in February. She'll be here locally to play Simpson University. So we'll head back up to the press box. One ball and no strikes now. The count to Giacomo Fresetti. With Dingus at third after getting aboard via a walk. 1-0 pitches inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. And we'll have another special guest coming up in the bottom of the fifth. And it'll be more baseball related, I promise you. But definitely have to check out the local high school kids. We're going to 4 years. 2-0 pitches swung on and fouled back. Two balls and one strike. And it's so crazy to think, too. This was... Again, I got here all the way back in 2019, so this was my first class of freshmen that I got to report on when I became the Rutgers Searchlight sports reporter. Now they're growing up, they're graduating, becoming adults. Here's the 2-1 pitch, way inside for ball three, off the glove. Here comes Giesing, he'll score on the wild pitch. On the post ball, as it went off the glove of Fairchild and the Colt 45s manufacture a run, now leading 4-3, now trailing, 4-3.
That's small ball, Let's go.
Yeah, talk about small ball. In fact, the Colt 45s have only one hit so far in this game, and yet they've managed to score three runs. Go figure. Here's the 3-1 pitch, swung on, and that ball is grounded to short. Kick the throw to first in time. Strong arm by Seitz, and that ends the inning. But the Colt 45s managed to manufacture a run on a leadoff walk to Giesing, who comes around to score on a pass ball. One run on no hits. Nobody left, and at the end of four, the Colt 45s trail the Fairfield Indians 4-3 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Four to three in favor of the Fairfield Indians, as leading off is Robert Searcy, who takes strike two. 0-2, Dylan Cabral pitching into the top of the fifth. 0-2 pitch rolled over on the first base side and foul. So no balls and two strikes, and it is still 99 degrees out here. Man. Here's the 0-2 pitch taken for ball one. Maybe one day there will be a third base club, and it's going to come equipped with a pool, just like how they have it in Arizona. That'd be fun. Not sure if we can afford that, but it's a nice idea. Maybe a jacuzzi. Here's the 1-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Searcy. The sinker that drops him and runs inside, and he strikes out for the second time. Four strikeouts for Cabral, who has settled in since that four-run second inning. And two of those runs, by the way, coming in as unearned. Now here's Eric Thomas, the pitch to Thomas, taken for a strike, 0-1. Cabral winds and fires, pitch taken inside. Moving out of the way is Thomas. So one ball and one strike as Cabral. He'll wind and fire the 1-1. Another sinker drops at the knees for strike two. Cabral working quickly and in rhythm. He'll wind and fire the 1-2 pitch. Sinker again down and in for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the fifth, Colt 45's trailed the Fairfield Indians. 4-3, the 2-2 pitch way upstairs for ball three. Cabral going to ask for a new ball. And so for Cabral, wearing the number 11 in honor of his late grandfather, Monty Carmona, his family still owns Carmona's. 3-2 pitch is taken inside for ball four. And drawing the walk is Thomas.
Stepping up.
So, Carmona's Appliance and Mattress Store. It's been one of the longest locally owned businesses over the past 60 plus years. 1 out. Look over to first hand, back on the bag. Goes Thomas, and now with Jalen Edwards, who is 0-for-1. Walked and flied out. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Throw to second, dropped by Dingus, and then the ball squirts into center field. Luckily, Crescetti was there on the backup, and so another stolen base. Thomas. Now with three stolen bases, took second and third in the first inning, and he takes second here in the top of the fifth. 1-0 with one out. Cabral delivers, pitches swung on, grounded to second. Up with it is Vela, throws it across his body to first, and gets Edmonds. And two away. A nice play from Dusty Vela, who's bringing his mitt to work. That is never an easy play when you have a slow grounder that you have to backhand. Your momentum is coming forward at you, and then you still got to throw and just turn your hips. Okay. So much can go wrong because you're really not even seeing the base until you're on the move. And depending on how fast the player is, it can be a tough play. And Edmonds was quick, but Vela was quicker and cleaner. Here's the pitch, taken on the inside corner for a strike. And so for Thomas, trying to give Cabral something to think about over third. Against Ivory Jones, the pitch to Jones, taken just off the plate for ball one. One ball and one strike with two out. One, taken low and away for ball two. Cabral, he'll set. The 2-1 swung on, lifted down the right field line and foul. Oh, and there we go. We got our first casualty, slight casualty. As we had a rollout van get hit on the front side. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Little dent there, not going to hurt anybody. That's why you come to the ballpark for the full experience. The 2-2 is swung on and bounced to short. Up with it is Dingus. Dingus with patience throws the first, and that takes care of Jones. And so the cold 45s deliver a frozen fit for the kids. All ice cream is $1 off, and meanwhile for the cold 45s who have settled down defensively. No error since the second, and now let's see if the cold 45s can do something with the bats as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Halfway home here at Tiger Field, the Colt 45s trail the Fairfield Indians 4-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Yes, I am here. Sorry about that. Get us back in. Sorry, somebody called me and something happened. Ready? Yep. Hey, sorry about that. Technical difficulties. We've been talking about bad defense, and I just committed an error on my end, but I'm here joined by John Waterman. John, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. It's awesome to be out here in Redding on a hot summer night and watching some summer baseball in Redding, California.
Awesome. So, as we have Kyle Norton, who, by the way, led things off with a single into center field. And so that's where we are here. Here's the pitch swung on, lifted, foul, and out of play. So one ball and one strike. So, John, you were the Shasta College assistant coach in 1997 when LSU coach Jay Johnson was here. What was it like, teaching him baseball?
It was pretty awesome. I mean, Jay was one of those kids that comes in and he knew exactly what he wanted to do.
Pitches swung on, grounded hard off the glove and into left field. Four base hit. Dusty Vela using the tough turf for his advantage. That ball crept up, took a funny hop over Seitz's glove and in the third is Kyle Norton. And so we have Norton at third, Vela at first, and now Here's Patrick Fragoso. So again, go ahead and continue on with Joey.
Jay was just one of those kids that, you know, came in and, you know, he knew he had a plan from right away of what he wanted to do in his baseball career. And he was a very confident kid. Was a little undersized, but you know what? In baseball, it's all about the heart and not about your size. And he proved that, you know, he came in and, you know, he was going to play as long as he could. But once he was done playing, he was still going to stay involved in baseball and, you know, do whatever he could to help other kids, you know, reach their goals. And it's awesome to see kids like that. You know, we need more guys like that.
Yeah. And pitch taken in the dirt for ball one and taking second and a spill two on a big banana split turn is Vela. So Vela at second, Norton at third, and the Colt 45 threatening to strike. So for you, I mean, there's been so many, even now with Aaron Westlake, with the Sugar Daddies, you know, part of the Houston Astros organization, Drew Headman, assistant hitting coach, director of minor league hitting with Arizona. And now your son with the Macon Bacon. What is it about this area that has produced such great baseball minds?
Well, you know, I mean, Reading area has always been such a great, you know, baseball.
One pitch, that ball's flying hard into right field. And that's a drive for a base hit.
And
comes Norton. In comes Vela. It's a two-run single for Patrick Fragoso, and the Colt 45s lead the Fiji Indians 5-4. Man, how about that, man? You're the good luck charm tonight.
Let's do it. I'll do this every night if we get 4 runs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, and your son was a Colt 45s alum.
Yeah, he had played a few games here. Once he was done in the Coastal Plains League, he came back and, you know, towards the end of the season and had played a few games. And it was fun to be able to come out and, you know, just sit back and, not, you know, be in the sidelines and the stands and just watch. So, yeah. But, hey, going back to, you know, talking about the kids, there you go.
Meanwhile, the pitch is swung on, flying into left field, going back under it and making the catch is Edmonds. And so holding at first is Fragoso. So a long fly out from Noah Young. And there's one away to bring up Hunter Reed. And go ahead.
So going back to, you know, you're talking about the coach, kids that are coaching now, you know, at some higher levels here. I honestly think it goes back to, you know, when I was a kid, you know, the softball park, which is right across the way over there. You know, as kids, we all spent 3-4 nights there. It was packed over there, fast pitch softball. You know, it died out, but you have a lot of a generation of, you know, our dads were there. Us kids were there all the time. And so we just lived and breathed baseball, softball, baseball. And so what happened was is you had all these guys that are, you know, now my age have kids. And they've just kind of embedded that baseball, softball sense. And there's just a lot of good baseball. I mean, honestly, history here. A lot of good baseball minds here. And I think nowadays we're starting to get on that higher stage of Northern California, you know, California summer baseball.
And, so. your son is part of that. So now here's the 2-0 pitch. Tariq swung on. That ball is grounded into the hole at short. The throw to first is in time. Nice play by Seitz, fielding the ground ball backhanded, throwing across his body and able to get Hunter Reed. And there's two away. And the second goes Fragoso. And so
that kid's a pretty good athlete. I mean, he moves his body well. He gets his body in position to throw the baseball, and that's why he makes that play. Yeah, he's a good player.
I didn't know you had some color commentary skills in you, big dog.
Yeah, thanks.
Man, so now we got to talk about, though, as we have two outs here. We got to get to it.
Okay.
You got a chance to coach the Macon Bacon with your son, Easton. What about that trip was so remarkable, besides the fact that you got to share the field with your son in front of a packed crowd like the ones in Georgia?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, there is definitely, you know, it's a different part of the United States. There's a different atmosphere of, baseball back there. It's kind of like, it's like it is here. I mean, it's definitely a lot more humid. It's hot there. It's humid. But, all in all, it was just amazing seeing a different part of the country and how they respect baseball and how they get into the baseball back there and the fans. And, it was one of the highlights of my, my life coaching baseball. And then being able to go back there and being a part of it, with my son, coaching him and Daniel Duarte, who's a local kid too, was coaching with him, Enterprise grad, Shasta College grad, went to Benedictine in Mesa, Arizona. So he's trying to further his, coaching career too. But just, coaching them growing up and watching them grow as baseball, as baseball players and then into baseball coaches. There's nothing more satisfying than to see them actually go from playing and then into coaching, because they get the aspect of what players need to do to get, better. And like I told you before, it's not so much that, just because you don't make the major leagues doesn't mean you're not a success in baseball. You can further on, what you've learned to the younger generation, and that's what keeps baseball going and alive.
Awesome.
Is passing on, what you've learned throughout the years to other the youth. And that's what's going to keep our game going. That's what you got tonight. I mean, these kids,
up the sixth inning, I guess we're going to keep it here with John Waterman as leading off will be Ben Seitz. So Seitz will be followed by Greg Ryan and then Josh Merchild. Kicked by Seitz is grounded hard, but up along the first base side and foul. And again, part of this broadcast isn't just about, streaming the Colt 45s, but it's about, learning things. Yeah. Getting to interview guys like you that have been through the pine as the 1-0-1 pitch is grounded to short. Up with it is Vela. He'll throw it at first to take care of Seitz. And there's one away. So, for you, as you were mentioning with the development and the baseball minds and how it's going to continue to grow.
Yeah, you got to have younger guys, wanting to move forward into coaching after playing. And a lot of guys, they feel like, if they didn't make it to the level they wanted to make it to, that their career's done. They didn't, fulfill what they needed to fulfill. But you can get a lot more out of coaching than you can playing.
Mm.
Because you're seeing younger guys and you can teach them things that maybe you didn't get to do, that you can, help them with, to get to what you didn't do. So it's just, there's something more satisfying about coaching than there is playing. Hmm. And you have to have done it in order to understand it, I guess.
What made you about Eason when you were coaching with him?
Just his attention to detail. About the whole game. As a head coach, you can't just watch one swing. You got to watch the whole field. He did a really good job at doing that, and I take that back to him being a catcher, and they've always said, catchers.
1-2 pitch is taken just a little bit low, very borderline there to Greg Ryan. So 2 balls and 2 strikes as we keep you in the loop with the game so far. And we'll let Coach talk a little bit some more after this. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed a strike 3, and down goes Greg Ryan. And that is now 5 strikeouts on the day for Dylan Cabral. So you were mentioning, about your son.
I lost train of thought where we were at.
It's all right.
But, just like you said, coaching, being a catcher, they make really
good. Pitch is swung on, lifted on the infield. Under it is Fragoso. Charting in, he'll make the catch, and that ends the top of the sixth. Thank you so much, John. Really appreciate you for joining us on the broadcast. It's always a pleasure, sir.
Hey, Ethan, I just want to say, Ethan does a great job, and this is really important for the Reading area and sports in general, not just baseball, but all the youth sports. What he's doing, bringing back information to everybody that maybe can't get out here and watch a game, really appreciate what you're doing, Ethan, and it's amazing, and we honestly, the sports world appreciates what you're doing. It's awesome.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Hey, have yourself a great rest of your night. You're the man. We'll be back. Bottom of the sixth inning, the 1245. We, the Fairfield Indians, 5-4 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNO.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Bottom of the sixth inning, and here is Brett Dingus to lead things off. He is 0-2, but playing some good defense today. A couple of backhanded picks, and here's a pitch taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. 0-1 the count. Man, nothing like the kid just throwing up the victory, doing a victory lap after winning in in-game scenario. 1 pitch swung on, and that ball is rolled softly to second. Up with it is Vega. Throws the first, and that takes care of Brett Dingus with one away as we have a barbecue cloud blowing over onto the field. So nothing like the scent of burning meat and bacon to fill up the nostrils. It's like the afternoon scent of coffee with a little bit more meat involved. So here is Mason Cassingham. I could just hear Tyler thinking, man, this guy's a nut. Pitch is taken inside for ball one, a little bit too tight around the wristwatch of Cassingham, one ball and no strikes the count.
You're anything but uninteresting, Ethan. That is for sure.
Yep. Here's the 1-0. Cassingham trying to get a bunt down, and that squirted foul. So one ball and one strike. Mason Cassingham being cheered on by his cousin, Kennedy Lane, who he just interviewed in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch taken down for ball two. Two balls and one strike. And fun fact about Kenny Lane was one of our six record Searchlight Scholar Athlete finalists. Got a $500 scholarship for her amazing work as both a student and as an athlete. 2-1 pitch taken up and away for ball three. So three balls and one strike, and so let's see what Cassingham can do. He is 0-2, but he typically does his damage in the late innings. Very good at adjusting to pitchers, adjusting his swing. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fastball taken up and away for ball four. And so Cassingham, right on cue, is aboard, and now here is Giacomo Crisetti, who is 0-1, but has been doing a solid job hitting from the nine hole the last couple of days. Had himself a two-run RBI triple in last night's game against the Medford Rogues. And again, talking with Bobby Anderson, even though they got swept by the Rogues, they weren't that far away. It was just, you know, the Colt 45s in those moments where they weren't playing well. Rogues just jumped on top of them, took advantage, and really were able to just capitalize on mistakes. 0-1 the count to Crosetti, but 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on, lined into right field for a base hit. Into second is Kyle Nixon, who is the pinch runner for Cassingham. And so with runners at first and second, that will bring up Kyle Norton. And so for Norton, with an opportunity to expand this lead, the Colt 45s got off to a bit of a slow start. Actually led 2-0 before giving up 4 runs in the second. Scored 1 run in the fourth, 2 in the fifth, and now looking to strike for more here in the bottom of the sixth with 1 out. Here's the pitch, taken in the dirt for ball 1, off the chest gear of Colin Brown into third on the wild pitch. Goes Dixon to second, goes Crosetti. So the bottom of the order doing damage, and now we're going to get a standing 10 count for Colin Brown, who took that off the chest plate. Very tough job behind home plate. 1 ball and no strikes. Even when you're doing literally, you got to remember to not flinch. That is not an easy job at all. And anyway, also for those of you looking to get involved with the community, there is an umpiring shortage at all levels, high school and youth. So if you want to get involved, go be a football referee, go be a basketball referee, go be a baseball, softball umpire. Heck, even go be a wrestling referee, too. That's a fun one, especially wrestling. There's a lot of cardio there, but there's a refereeing shortage across the state. And so if you want to get involved and be active in sports, that is one way. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That ball is fouled away. Do we have an athlete in the crowd? Oh, my goodness. That went right into the Sandlot sound machine. They are absolutely unprotected. They're trying to play their instruments, their drums, the tuba, the French horn, the flutes. And let's just hope that there weren't any instruments broken during that soliloquy. 2 balls and 1 strike. I think everybody's okay. And when I mean everybody, I think the instruments. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on. Rolled softly to short. Unbelievable. And then it's overran. 1 run comes in. Dixon is in, followed by Crosetti. And now Kyle Norton is caught into a pickle. And he is thrown out, retreating back to first. Boy, I don't know what Norton was thinking. Maybe he was trying to draw the attention of the infield to try to force those runs to come home, and he's getting high fives in the dugout for making contact. So I think that was what that plan was. Although with the ball going under the glove of the shortstop sights, it looked like those runs were going to come home anyway. But either way, it's 2 runs across, a valiant sacrifice by Kyle Norton, who reaches to first on the error and then puts himself in harm's way enough to receive the tag and allow 2 runs to score. So that'll go as 2 RBIs in the books. And now here is Dusty Vela with a clean board in front of him. His Colt 45s ahead 7-4 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch, taken on the inside corner for a strike.
0-1 the count. Boy, Smokey. The 0-1 kid swung on, lined to the right side, but hit directly to second baseman, Nick DeVega, and that ends the inning, but not before the Colt 45s add two more runs on contact from Kyle Norton that rings in Dixon and Giacomo Crosetti. We're heading to the top of the seventh. The Colt 45s ahead here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM KCNR, 7-4 over the Fairfield Indians. Still you can hear the sound the baseball falls to the ground. Now the little boy doesn't say a word, picks up his ball, he is undeterred.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Top of the seventh inning, and here is Ray Sean Priest in to hit. So Priest going up against Dylan Cabral, who is pitching all the way into the seventh inning, delivers a strike, 0-1 the counts. And again, you're mentioning how there was a foul ball hit into the Sandlot sound machine, the official pep band of the Reading Colt 45s. We're wondering what happened to the instruments and whether there was any instruments. The 0-2 pitch, swung on a high chopper to second. Up with it is Bailey. He'll throw to first, and there's quickly one away. Nice play there to get Priest. And so, again, the sound machine, foul ball. No broken instruments, though, and they were playing Austin Powers. Gotta love that theme song. You know what's interesting is when you go to the Foothill High School football games, they actually have the when the players are coming out, the black and red smoke. 1-0 pitch is swung on, lifted, foul, and out of play down the right side. They have the theme of Isengard playing, and it's just one of those things that I can't really describe. You just gotta, you know, go to a game and just listen to it. It's pretty fun and haunting at the same time. If maybe you're the opposition, but I'm a journalist. I don't pick sides, so. Not usually, at least. Just kidding. I don't know. Two balls and two strikes. The Colt 45s ahead, 7-4. 1-2 pitch upstairs for ball two. I think they might have missed the ball. I think it's actually ball three, but I could be wrong. No motions on the hands of the umpire. We'll stick with 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted down the right side, and foul. And it is the beer batter, Victor Vega, who the Colt 45s have one more opportunity to try to strike out before they close up shop. 2-2 pitch again, fisted down the first base side, and foul. So we'll do it again on a hot night here in Redding, California.
temperatures reaching 108 degrees, and right now the weather, we'll call it 95. 2-2 is swung on, fouled back. Yes, we get our weather from the official weather app. Two balls, two strikes, one out. A lot of young faces out here enjoying this game. Glad they can. 2-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to short. Up with it is Dingus. Throws the first, and there's two away. So Tampa Buzz doing a much better job this evening of just making the simple play. I mean, it sounds such an easy thing, but as Tyler has mentioned before, as he's talked about baseball, it is such a mental game. You think, you know, just scooping, throwing, doing something routine that you practice over and over, and sometimes it's easy, but other times it can be hard.
Absolutely.
Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on, and that's bounced softly to Vela. Vela up with it, throws to Reed, and so another 1-2-3 inning for the running Colt 45s, who take care of business on defense, silencing the Indians. That's now 70 people retired from Dylan Cabral, who has pitched 7 innings, and I believe that might be the most by any pitcher for the Colt 45s this season. And meanwhile, everybody's going to stand up, and we are going to sing "Take Me Out to the" or "God Bless America," followed by "Take Me Out to the Ball Game."
Through the night, through the light of the Lord, from the mountains and deeps, with the flames, through the ocean,
thank you, everyone. We'll be right back on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Yes, yes, Jackie, hit that ball.
And when he swung his bat, the crowd went wild because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Bottom of the seventh, and it is time to turn a triple play. It's Around the Horn with Tyler Chapman. Take it away, Tyler. What's happening around the MLB?
All right. Earlier today, we had the Cubs over the Guardians 10-1. We had the Reds over the Padres 7-5. We had the Nationals 2-1 downing the Phillies. Twins 8-1 over the Orioles. Pirates 8-7 over the Brewers. We had the Red Sox 5-0 over the Blue Jays. Giants beating the Mets 5-4. We had the Braves 16-4 over the Marlins, Astros 5-3 over the Rangers, Ethan's Dodgers 9-3 over the Royals. We had the Rockies 8-5 over the Tigers. We had the Athletics winning against the White Sox 7-4, and currently in action we have the Diamondbacks on top of the Angels 6-2, and tie game in Seattle 4-4, Rays and Mariners. Back to you.
All right, well, we're in the bottom of the seventh inning, and meanwhile, well, around the horn, going halfway around the horn, is Patrick Fregoso, who led off with the first pitch double into left field, and now following him is Noah Young. Young looking to bunt, takes low for ball one, off the glove of Fairchild and into third. On the pass ball is Fregoso. So for the Colt 45s, getting back to their winning ways, ahead 7-4 against the Fairfield Indians. One ball and no strikes with Hunter Reed on deck. Here's the 1-0. Fastball right on the outside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike. And talking again about the young faces, plenty of children out here. For some of them, it's their first ball game. Learning the traditions, ringing the bells. 1-1 is swung on and missed. Strike two, straight fastball there. One ball and two strikes with Jackson Bates. Another Solano Community College grad. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, and there's a towering fly ball into deep right field. Back it goes to the warning track, to the wall, and making the catch at the 370 sign is Searcy. In to score, tagging easily is Fregoso, and it's now 8-4, Colt 45s. And so for Noah Young, who's going to get high fives and fist bumps in the dugout, very well earned, worked a two-strike count, nearly hit it out, but all the same, a sacrifice fly will do just as good. And now here's Hunter Reed to bat next. Reed 0-2 has a sacrifice fly, run batted in, struck out in the third, and then grounded to short in the fifth. Takes inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0. Fastball, that's in the dirt for ball two. A little bit of a gutter ball right there. Two balls and no strikes joined alongside in the booth is Tyler Chapman. And a special shout-out to Tyler's brother who's joining him in the booth, learning a little bit of the engineering side and how to talk some baseball. Maybe we'll throw it to him in the top of the eighth inning. Let's see his takes. How good is he, Tyler?
Oh, he's real good. I'll have to have him call in, though, for that.
I thought he was actually with you in the studio. I thought it was like, take your sibling to work day.
No, he came by. He was around the corner at Kobe's. He knows I'm over here, so he came by to, he'd love to see me run the board.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's cool. All right. Well, next time.
Next time for sure.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball swung on, grounded to short. Somehow found. My. That was a bit of a knocker there. Seitz backhand able to throw to first in time to get a read. Seitz backhanded it. Dropped off the heel of his glove, but somehow still ended up in his kangaroo pouch. Able to pick it and throw across and able to get Reed, and there's two away. Man, talk about turning lemons into lemonade. That was turning, what metaphor or simile are we going to use? Oh, yeah, that was turning carrots into carrot cake. That's what we'll go with. Meanwhile, we got one ball and no strikes. Literally just went to backhand it, played it from the side, hit the heel of his glove, but somehow found him and was able to get the out. 1-0 to Giesig, the 1-0 pitch. Taken just off the plate for ball two. two balls and no strikes. The Colt 45s have scored six unanswered, one in the fourth, two in the fifth, two in the sixth, one in the seventh. 2-0 is a little in and down for ball three. So 3-0 the count. Had some great interviews today talking with Kennedy Lane, and then we get to now call him former Macon Bacon assistant coach John Waterman. 3-0 is delivered outside on the outside corner for a strike. Here's the 3-1 kid swung on, and that ball is bounced to short, and this one is traditional. Sykes with the quick arm throws the first and able to get Giesig for the out, but not before the Redding Colt 45s cash in another run on a leadoff double by Patrick Fragoso, who gets the third and then scores on a long sacrifice fly by Noah Young. One run on one hit, nobody left, and we're going to the top of the eighth inning. The Colt 45s ahead of the Fairfield Indians 8-4. And mind you, we're going to go to the bottom of the eighth inning. We'll take it to the field, and I think they'll have the Lose Your Shoes race. So we'll do that tonight and call that. But meanwhile, we'll go to commercial break. You're listening to the game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. What's that you say, Mr. Robinson? Joe has left us all the way.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Top of the eighth inning, Dylan Cabral, being the Iron Man, delivers on the outside corner for a strike. He has gone seven innings, allowed four runs, two earned, and ever since then has been nearly flawless. 1-1 pitch right on the inside corner for a strike, and with a very displeased look on his face is Eric Thomas. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That ball is swung on and fouled away. One ball and two strikes. It seems like forever since we've had like some damage to the cars. I guess somebody put a positive charm on the Colt 45 field. Here's the 1-2 pitch swung on. That ball is lined into right field over the head of Vela for a base hit. So for Eric Thomas, who was feeling a little disagreeable with one of the strike calls, comes back and hits a leadoff single to right. And that will bring up Jalen Edmonds.
Left fielder, number 74.
And so for Jalen Edmonds, who's wearing the same number as Kenley Jansen, and I always just find once you get past 40, the numbers really become interesting because then you really get to see who the athletes are. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Edmonds will be followed by Ivory Jones. Throw to first. Dip below, but kept in front by Reed. So 0-1 for Dylan, who wants to be a sports agent. 0-1 pitch is taken out of the throw to second. First, not in time. So, for Thomas, You know, one thing that we haven't seen yet, and I feel like I haven't seen this since I was umpiring baseball at Chastain. Meanwhile, I'll throw to first. We haven't seen a hidden ball trick in a while. I don't know. I'm a proponent of the hidden ball trick.
Me as well.
Another throw to first. It was actually weird. This was so wild because I'd actually never umpired any game, and I umpired my first game 2 years ago at Shasta Dam. It was at Wynn Price Park. It was juniors playing, and literally the first out that I ever called, kid got a leadoff double, and then they pulled the hidden ball trick on him and executed it to perfection.
It is a beautiful thing. You know, you think you could do it more often with how often guys fall asleep out there.
You know, this 13-year-old that fell asleep, man, he was... I felt bad, man. Somebody needed to get that kid a cookie because he probably was getting talked at by his coach, all sorts of stuff. I mean, it happened. He went out to argue with me, but I'm like, dude, they pulled it off. And I saw it, too. That was the beautiful part. The shortstop looks at me, and he's just got this big grin. I'm like, oh, man, I know what's happening. It's like he hit part of a hidden ball trick. 3-1 pitches taken high for ball four. To Ivory Jones. So to second goes Edmonds. And so we're going to get a timeout called, and will this be it for Dylan Cabral? We'll see. But again, back to the hidden ball. You know, when I was watching that play, I saw the shortstop with a big smile on his face, and it's like being part of the best inside joke. He's just smiling right there, and the second man at second base has no idea what's going on. Meanwhile, Dylan Cabral is done after 7 quality innings, only allows 4 runs, 2 earned, gets handshakes and high fives in the dugout, and so we'll see who can take him up here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. I doubt we'll see a hidden ball trick tonight, but meanwhile, the game shall continue. The Colt 45s ahead of the Indians, 8-4 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Top of the 8th inning, and I believe that is Caleb Schaefer. In fact, I know that is Caleb Schaefer. So, Caleb Schaefer in the pitch. So, Schaefer from Reno, Nevada, part of the smallest big city, and said that he came to Butte College just because he wanted more opportunity. He saw a greater opportunity to play community college baseball in California. Not a bad place to go, to say the least. I love the facilities at Butte College. Here's the pitch. First pitch slider taken on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. The count to Jones. So Jones will be followed by Ben Seitz. Here's Schaefer. Looks at second. Looks again. The 0-1 swung on, and there's a high fly ball into deep left field. And he goes to the wall, and it is off the wall. The minor concrete sign. One run comes in. Two runs come in. No! No! Two runs don't come in. Something in. Brings him out. What a throw from left field. By Noah Young caught everybody back to surprise. Played it on the one-up. And he absolutely owes the second runner, Edmonds. Young with the two-hop throw. Mason Cassingham with the tag. That is a local kid from Reading doing some good business. Man, I thought that those base runners were going to be safe for sure, but Noah Young hustling in just an absolute cannon of a throw. And then for Cassingham, able to keep his foot on the side, still leave room for the base runners, and then applied a very strong and firm tag.
That is what we call a defensive run saved, folks.
Yes, it is indeed. Tyler, pitch is taken inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. So, Ivory Jones still gets credited with the RBI double, but not two. 8-5 as the Indians still pick up one run, which is taken for a strike. That's the one thing, that's the thing that you're always going to get with Cassingham is a guy who is just going to work defensively. I mean, he's had a couple of errors early in the game, but he's really settled in with his throws. 1-1 pitch swung on, corkscrewed up along the third base side and foul.
Thinking about players of the game, Ethan, I got to go with Cabral for sure.
Oh, yeah, no, we got to go with Cabral. I mean, it is 8 runs, but those 8 runs have really been a bit of a manufacturing job, really.
They really have.
Here's Schaefer. Delivers the 1-2 pitch. Just a little bit low. At the Cavs, says home plate umpire Colin Brown. 2-2. Schaefer, the 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Seitz for out number two. And so, your head coach, Sejon Bynum, going to go and talk to his hitter in Jackson Bates. So Bates, who is now in the game hitting. Here's the pitch. Slider taken away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And again, it's going to be very exciting to see how Mason can grow as a baseball player. Really hoping, even though he's in Waco, that he can come back and play next year. Wow, that was a slider again, and I'm not sure where it missed. Bob Anderson saying it wasn't down. Home plate umpire Colin Brown saying it is. Colin said it was down, Brown. Here's the 2-0 changeup. That's in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike. Infield back. 2-1, a slider that's swung on and missed for strike two. Two balls, two strikes. A bit of a pitching wedge swing there from Greg Ryan. To Jackson Bates in the spot for Ryan. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Slider swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Bateson for the running Colton Ball, playing with some good defense here in the late innings. A 7-2 assist from Noah Young to throw out the base runner, Jalen Edmonds. And now it's time to hustle down for the lose. Your team challenge, so stay with us because this is about Cass, to get
done. Where's Cass at? She's right there with her sister. All right.
So we got the tickets are about to get on the wall. And we got a crazy here today. We got about 17 of them. What's up, Trey? What's up, Reese? What's the Aussie swing of the day? What's up, mate? All right, here we go. So, here's the lose your shoes challenge. You got 19 children who are going to try to find their shoes and then race to Homer the mascot. Here they go, and we are off to the races. Man, we got some 100 meter sprinters out there. Here we go. One kid finds his pair of Crocs. Another kid finds his pair of Crocs. He slips them on, and he wins the race by a landslide. Man, Crocs, that is like the performance enhancer of the mini games. And so we're going to have to talk to this young man coming up. Meanwhile, we're going to get to the top of the eighth inning. Yep, good job. Here. Hey, young man, come here. We're going to interview you on the radio. Is that okay? All right, so we're with the Lose Your Shoes race winner. What's your name?
Kaysen.
Kaysen, so what was the key in the victory tonight?
Run fast. Don't think about it.
Yeah? Yeah, did it help that you were wearing Crocs?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, nice hat. Which hat are you wearing today?
The Reno Aces hat.
Oh, the Reno Aces hat. Ooh, a throwback. I like that. Any questions that you have for the winner before we get back to the game, Tyler?
Yeah, how'd you go ahead and secure that victory? Were you wearing Crocs? A lot of these folks are wearing Crocs out here.
Say one more time.
What kind of shoes were you wearing?
I was wearing Crocs.
Yeah, it's the official shoe. Anyway, who's your favorite baseball player?
I gotta go Ronald Acuna Jr.
Ronald Acuna Jr. What do you want to be when you grow up?
An MLB player.
Yeah? Who do you want to play for?
The Atlanta Braves.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. All right. Well, congratulations, young man. Go enjoy your evening. Bottom of the eighth inning, and here is Brett Dingus to lead things off. Dingus will be followed by Mason Cassingham, who made a good tag in the top of the eighth to help save a run. 2-0 pitch is taken inside for ball three. 3 balls and no strikes to count. Three, 1 to Dingus. Fastball taken outside for ball four. And so Dingus is aboard, and now here is Mason Cassingham. Were you surprised at that Atlanta Braves answer? That one, I mean, that's a kid that knows his ball, but still.
No, Acuna is the superstar, man. Like, when it comes to social media, it's him, not Otani. It's not Trout. It's Ronald Acuna Jr.
That is, I actually buy that. That is 100% true.
He is hip hop. He's Atlanta.
Well, Cassingham went to bunt and nearly got hit in the face. Used his bat as protection to foul it away, and the count is 0-1. Ooh. Anyway, you were saying about Ronald.
He's Acuna. Like Steph Curry in a way. He's got a style and a swagger that just lends himself to being a lot of. I've heard a lot of kids answer that way.
Kind of like how Ken Griffey Jr. was to us, right?
Yeah, like that kind of swagger. Yep. Or maybe Albert Pujols even.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball taken outside. The throw to second. Not in time. And then the ball gets thrown to home for some reason, and not sure what that was about, but meanwhile, the infield is going to have a group meeting, and timeout is called. So Dingus at second after drawing a walk, and so for Cassingham, looking for his first base hit of the night, 0-2. He is walked. Fly it out and ground it out. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled away.
Foul ball brought to you by Sierra Kicks American Grill. Home of the
famous strip bowler. 1-2. Here's the 1-2 hit. Southwell swung. Wow, that ball was sung along the third base side and foul. One ball and two strikes.
One more time.
And there is Riley getting it done. Hey, chance to learn about Riley today. Riley, 14-year-old. The best part I loved about her when we were talking with her, she is a member of the 4-H program, and she sold a pig named Motorhead. 1-2 hits. Swung on that ball. Lifted into right field. Coming in. On the dive and making a good catch. In right field is Robert Searcy for out number one, tagging from second into third. Goes Dingus in, there's one away. So for Cassingham, who hit the ball hard, but in the realm of Searcy, who made a good catch, and now here is Giacomo Pacetti.
Oh, Ethan, interestingly enough, back to that conversation on players kids like, apparently Bryce Harper is number one on social media.
Oh yeah, that. I mean, the one thing about Bryce Harper, man, that guy, he knows how to brand himself, and he's a heck of a ball player.
Sure is.
It's just taken down and in for balling. That's the thing that, you know, I mean, not to say that, you know, you don't appreciate athletes in all sports, but, you know, no matter whether you're drafted in, like, the 162nd round like Mike Piazza was or drafted in the first round, you still got to go through the minors and prove yourself before you get to the majors.
That's what you got to do in basketball and hockey and football. You go straight to the big show.
Put it like this. Imagine if no matter how good you knew that Victor Wembanyama was, imagine saying, hey, Victor, you still got to go and play in the G League or D League, or you got to still go play in the G League before you can officially play in San Antonio.
Well, that's what makes Major League Baseball different. Every other sport, you know, MLS, NHL, NFL, NBA, you just go straight to the big show when you're good.
Soccer is a little bit like that. I will say that. Soccer is very much like that, where you have to go through the youth club, you got to go through development, and then you earn your spot. So, but besides that, though, you're right. Two balls and one strike.
Is the young man going to bed?
All right. Here's the 2-1 hit. Swung on. Grounded to short. Oh, nice backhand play. But then the throw of the first is high, and it goes out of play. And taking second on the air is Crescetti. And so a $5 million backhand, but then a 5-cent throw. And got to give credit, though, at least to sites. He throws with some velocity. So with one out. And Crosetti taking second. And now the conversation. This is definitely more addressed to the infield. So Prejean Bynum talking to his team. And again, for Bynum, who besides being a baseball coach, is a real estate broker. And certainly couldn't answer too many questions about that job. But, you know, it's a keeps him employed. And he gets to coach baseball as well.
Not bad. Designated hitter, number 25, Kyle Norton.
One out for Kyle Norton. And so for Fairfield, located near Vacaville. In fact, Fairfield, as the pitch is swung on, fly foul. Oh, wow, that don't, nah. I was going to say it was heading towards a trash can, but went over the trash can. So 0-1 the count. Fairfield, if I'm not mistaken, is connected to the Sacramento River Inlet, and it's where a lot of the seasonal salmon make their routes before going into the Pacific Ocean to live their lives. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That ball is skied into left center. Going back on. Leaping. Eric Thomas. That had eyes all over it, and Eric Thomas just ran it down a full length dive and made a spectacular catch. Two away, man. Kyle Norton kind of looking at it and be like, man, what do I got to do to get an extra base hit? He did have a single today and scored, so there was that. Pitch is taking high. Taking third is Crosetti, and he is saved. Giacomo Crosetti stealing third. How about that? That Italian has some wheels and showed it right there. One ball and no strikes. Oh, wow. Was that one of the coaches who got ejected? I don't remember this, but a coach is... So I believe that was Coach Robert Cincy, and he's been ejected, and he has been asked to go into the parking lot, and he... After that play at third, went back into the game and kept arguing with the umpires. So now, after that awkward sequence, now we're going to have a timeout. Boy, I don't even remember that guy actually being in the clubhouse, to be honest, unless I'm wrong here. That was just, I don't know what that was. Well, we do know that the other assistant coach is Robert Searcy, and he is grabbing his gear, and he is now out of the dugout, so I'm not sure where there's room for him. I guess he'll, not sure if he has to pay full admission tonight, but, well, with one ball and no strikes. Yep, so Robert Searcy has been ejected, and he is taking the slow walk back to the parking lot. Well, it's 9:54, so there's a couple of places that he can still go to. There's In-N-Out, there's Denny's. Can't mention any of the... This is a family program, so we got to mention the places that you can still go. 1-0 pitch is taken outside for ball two. two balls and no strikes now. So, an ejection in this game. The Colt 45s ahead, 9-5. Argument over Crosetti, who stole a third. 2-0 pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike to Dusty Vela. Here's a 2-1, swung on, lifted down the third base side, and that is foul and out of play. The Sandlot Sound Machine.
Thank you, Dr. Sam. Take care of
so two balls and two strikes with two outs. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on, and that ball is lifted softly into center field. Coming in on the run and making the catch is Thomas, and that ends the inning. So a little bit of drama there as the Colt 45s are able to score another run, and at the end of eight innings, the Colt 45s are ahead of the Indians 9-5 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. This will be the day that I die.
Helter skelter in the summer swell, through the birds who flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast.
Right.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment.
Yeah, I'd do that too. What are you going to see?
We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group
today
might
as well. I think
at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
That's right. All right, let's come back and finish this thing up.
Top of the ninth inning. Here's Caleb Schaefer, who delivers inside for ball two to the left-handed hitting Josh Fairchild. Fairchild stepping in. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Straight fastball swung on. Lying into left field past Dingus's glove for a base hit. So a nice little bit of hitting there from Josh Fairchild, who is now 2-for-4 on the day with a 2-run RBI single, then another single to boot. So meanwhile, with the ejection of Coach Robert Searcy, we now have O'Leary. So this is Iman O'Leary, who swings at the first pitch, grounds it to short. Up with it is the tossing thing. It's the throw to first, not in time. But still a nice play there, turning a 6-4. Nice little shuffle and underhand toss to Vela, and then Vela with the throw to first, just unable to get O'Leary. I have to say, if that ball were hit maybe a little bit harder, maybe it would have been an easier double play to make, but still recording the lead out. And now, here's the pitch to Victor Vega, who takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Slider swung on and grounded to third. Up with it. The throw to second to one. The pick to first. Good pick by Hunter Reed. The 445 turn. A 5-4-3-1. And the losing streak is over. The Cole 45s win this one 9-5. Tonight's player of the game is Dylan Cabral, who ends up going 7 strong innings, allows just 3 earned runs. And so we will talk to him here in just a bit. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Tonight's broadcast has been sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Beach Street in downtown Reading. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital in the Reading area to be awarded the grade A of all the hospitals rated in the North State. Shasta Regional Medical Center, a member of Prime Healthcare, has been recognized by HealthGrades as a 2023 Patient Safety Excellence Award recipient. We'll be right back with Dylan here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Welcome to Reading Colt 45's postgame, and we are with the sharpshooter himself, Dylan Cabral, who ends up going 7 innings, allowing 3 earned runs, leading the Colt 45's over the Fairfield Indians tonight, 9-5. First of all, what was the key to your stuff going in, and especially being able to battle through after a rough second inning like that where you gave up 4 runs?
Right. It was hot today, obviously. I was real sweaty. I didn't have any grip of the ball, really. So, it just at that point, it just becomes about competing. You know, you just got to bear down, and hopefully you can find it. And I ended up finding it. And it got dark, got colder, so I could constantly feel the ball. So, late, I felt locked in. But early, it's just about getting through it. And once you get through it, it's kind of easy sailing after that.
Tyler, your turn.
Hey, what would you say is your most effective pitch on Ethan Stock? What is your most effective pitch when you find yourself out of rhythm like you did there in the second and first inning?
Usually for me, the changeup, just because it's gone away from a righty, that's just usually my put away. But for me, it's just really about getting ahead with my fastball. It's like if I fall behind, it's they really key in on the fastball. But once I stay ahead, I have 3 really good pitches that I can go to. So if I can keep that in the back of their mind, I'm usually pretty set.
You did mention, though, the fact that you do throw that sinker most of the time. Do you feel that you're able to still command it, even though you felt that the ball was slipping from your gripper? Do you feel that today you were really having to rely more on that fastball, more on that changeup?
Today it was early in the game. I was losing the sinker. My fingers are together and I don't grip any seams. It's just skin, and I pull across the ball. So it's if I'm sweaty, it's hard to throw. So early I was throwing just 14 fastball, trying to get it in the zone. Me and Mason had to go, you know, instead of trying to spot in and out, we just had to set up in the middle, and hopefully, you know, they didn't tattoo it, and it worked out for us. So
Dylan, after getting swept by Medford earlier this week, how'd you guys come back and work tonight for that dub?
It just, you know, it's one thing at a time. It's you can't get caught up in the past, and you can't get caught up in the future. You know, it's that's a good team. Medford's a good team, but, you know, we go up there and we get another shot at them, and I'm excited. We all excited. And but right now we're playing Fairfield, and it's just, you know, we came in here locked in for Fairfield today, and we knew we had to get back in the win column, so that was our main goal today.
Was there anything that you guys just talked about as players to sort of stop this skate? If what was it, you think?
Right, we just kind of had it. We kind of talked a little bit. Just stop pressing. As everybody I talked to, that was kind of the common theme. It was just everybody wanted to do too much, you know. And it's in a game like this, a game that's all about failure, you can't be Superman. And it's just you got to stay within yourself. And everybody goes through it, so it's just we all happen to go through it at the same time. But you know, we're getting through it right now, and we're working, and that's what we do. So
I mean, second inning, it felt like you guys were pressing there, but once you sort of got out of it, you know, you got a couple of runs, and then it really seemed like your defense settled in behind you. Dingus was good with the glove. Vela was consistent. You had that great throw in left field from Noah Thomas, and then the tag by your protege, Cassingham. I mean, you know, defensively, do you feel that this team gelled a little bit more than that, you think?
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, and early – It's hard to stay locked in on the defensive side when you're throwing balls and getting behind. And but you know, once I could get in the zone, it's easy for them to just stay locked in. I mean, I throw a sinker, so most of the time I'm relying on them to pick me up. You know, and that's what they do. They're great players, so I just let them do it.
Anything else, Tyler?
Yeah. Last thing is, how did you guys fare at the heat that started the game today? And are you guys ready for that 110 degree back to back on Saturday and Sunday? Because it's gonna be boiling out there, boys.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm from here, so personally I'm used to it, but I'm not sure about some of the other guys. I just told them get some liquid IV, drink a lot of water, you know, get some electrolytes, but I think we'll be all right. We've been preparing pretty well for it, so.
Yeah, last question for me. You know, this has been a journey for you since graduating in 2019. It's 2023 now. Any looks right now that you're receiving from 4 years? Any schools talking right now, or are you still a little bit of ways away from that?
Yeah, I'm looking into Texarkana with Dustin and Drew and Hunter. It's just a great, seems like a good situation, good fit for me. The coach, he wants me, and so hopefully we can get that figured out, and I can get out there with these guys, and we can have a lot of fun out there.
Appreciate you. That was tonight's player of the game, Dylan Cabral, who goes 7 innings, allows just 3 earned runs. He's the Reading Colt 45s over the Fairfield Indians tonight, 9-5. That will do it here from historic Tiger Field. This has been Ethan Hansen alongside Tyler Chapman saying so long from historic Tiger Field. Tomorrow night, we'll be right back here. Game time start 7:10 p.m. where the Colt 45s will take on the Fairfield Indians in game 2 of the 3-game series. This has been Ethan Hansen alongside Chappy saying so long from historic Tiger Field. This has been 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Shoot 'em down, Houston Colts. Fire away, Houston Colts. They're in the game today. Shoot 'em down, Houston Colts. Blast away, Houston Colts. We're with you all the way. And cheer them on the way. Strike them up, throw them up, double play. All the way, shoot them down, you can go.
That's- that's a Colt 45's victory over the Fairfield Indians on KNCR Radio.
That's the part, that's the way to go. Strike them out, roll them out, double play, all the way, shoot them down.
Reading Colts. We now return you to regularly scheduled programming.
Favor. And that's getting almost no attention. And remember, we're all being told we have to separate, we have to divide, we have to stand on either side and politically yell at each other. This is a case that should be getting more attention because it is a First Amendment case. It is a First Amendment case, one of the most important cases ever to face the Supreme Court. Any First Amendment case, one of the five protections of that First Amendment, your right to honor your religion, was upheld 9-0. And I think that's great news. But nobody's talking about it. All we're talking about is, oh, those racists over on the left who want people to be judged by the quality of their character and the content of their character and the work they have done and the grades they have earned. No, they're trying to set up this situation where race will be an important issue when it comes to college admissions. And that's a shame. That's a shame because we have come into what I believe is the post-racial America. I think Barack Obama ushered that in and shut that door. A lot of people disagree with you. Does racism exist in certain corners of the country? Yeah. But it was a couple years ago, accent on the word years, that CNN had Don Lemon. Remember him? He used to be a host. They used to pay him millions of dollars. And I kind of wonder if maybe he was some sort of affirmative action hire or advancement at CNN, because he certainly wasn't elevated to that status for being the smartest guy in the room. He was the guy that wondered if the Malaysian airliner that disappeared 2014 got sucked into a black hole. Yeah, he said that on TV. But Don Lemon was interviewing Morgan Freeman. She had two black men on a major cable network talking to each other. And again, this was not yesterday. This is not in the America that we are constantly told is suffering from systemic racism. No, this is a couple of years ago. Don Lemon hosting his own show, admittedly badly so, admittedly ratings challenged. But Don Lemon was a big deal on CNN. He was a big fish in a small ratings pond. And he asked Morgan Freeman about race. And Morgan Freeman didn't pause for a second. He delivered an absolute brilliant response to Don Lemon.
Do you think that race plays a part in wealth distribution, or either a mindset that you can't
today,
or cannot?
Yeah. No.
You don't?
No, I don't. I don't. Hey, you and I, we're proof. Why would race have anything to do with it? Put your mind to what you want to do and go for that. It's kind of like religion to me. It's a good excuse for not getting there.
Yeah. So Morgan Freeman schooled Don Lemon years ago. If you're blaming race, it's this victim mentality, which I think is so detrimental to America's future. It's so detrimental to the children who are being taught that if you didn't get something you wanted, it's because you're a victim. It's because the deck was stacked against you. Occasionally that happens. But generally in this country, you can get it done. Morgan Freeman just told us. It can happen. You can make it happen. It's astounding to me what has been foisted upon the youth in this country. I know I sound like the angry old man standing on the front porch going, get off my lawn. No, this is a big stinking deal. A big stinking deal. Now, I'm trying to connect dots here because that's always important when I look at things. And one of the dots I want to connect is that with the loss of affirmative action in college admissions, the left just might lose the momentum they had gained when it comes to enforcing their plan for controlling everything by using race and gender to mandate how everybody operates. And this is key. If you lose something as big as the college affirmative action when it comes to admissions, then you've lost your hope to get to the point where everything can be based on race. Everything can be tied to racial quotas on things. I really believe that. And if we're to extrapolate it as far as possible, and I think you need to do that, you need to go as far out as you can. Because that's ultimately what's at the end of this Democrat final day of Pride Month rainbow. They want to decide what everybody can or can't do based on how they see the engineering of society. It is the planning that the Soviet Union wanted, the government telling you what everything can and cannot be in terms of who can work and who can work where. You see it in effect in China. Now, China doesn't have the racial diversity or the cultural diversity or the intellectual diversity of America, but China has imposed their social credit scoring on their country to impose political thinking. If you don't think correctly, if you don't behave correctly, you don't get to live in the right places. You don't get to travel on the fastest, most luxurious methods of travel in China. You're on a bus instead of a train. On a slow train instead of a high-speed train, on a high-speed train instead of an airplane. And China has done that. They've set it up that way. And I believe that even though that's an exaggeration, that's completely at the end of the thinking of the Democrats. I'm trying to connect the dots. And without the education guaranteed to engineer who gets in and who doesn't based solely on race, or not even solely, but substantially on race, you've taken some of the wind out of the sails of the Democrats. And for me, that's a good thing. Anytime we can slow down this move towards the old Soviet planning, the government planning, the social engineering, because that's what this is about. It's not about education. It's not about freedom of opportunity. Everybody's got the freedom of opportunity, but they want the equity adjustment. It's not equality for them. It's about the equity adjustment. Very interesting. So much to get to today, and we have so many clips from the mainstream media. There's some meltdowns that are just epic that we need to have fun with. Joe Biden wandering off the set of MSNBC yesterday after he sat down with Nicole Wallace, that opening clip of Joey with Nicole Wallace, incoherently babbling, as he does. There was more incoherent babbling from our commander-in-chief yesterday as well. MSNBC, as I said, is now rushing to defend what Joe did. It's all over the New York Post, Joey getting up and wandering. I think there's two schools of thought on what happened yesterday with Mr. Biden. Two schools of thought, and I'll get to it. There also is more interesting commentary from Robert Kennedy Jr. And it should scare the Democrats, and again, it should scare the Republicans. That's important. We will also, when we discuss the Supreme Court stuff, we're keeping an eye on the two decisions today, the student loan thing, as I said, as well as the ruling on the website, whether you can be forced to make a website if it contradicts with your beliefs. Donald Trump and Carrie Lake were hanging out together in Bedminster, New Jersey yesterday. A lot of whispering whether the former president is looking at Carrie Lake as a possible running mate. I'm sure that's happening. Our Treasury Secretary said some really dumb things about inflation yesterday. We have to get that into your ears. And Social Security is racist. Did you know that? Yeah. We have a college dean who believes Social Security is racist, and then he decides it's not, but he just told us it is. Phones are open. 888-630-9625 is the number. 888-630-9625. It's Opelka in for Chris Plant on the Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to the Chris Plant Show. Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-353-9057. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-353-9057. 800-353-9057.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Wake up, people. You are optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movement. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $8.99. Plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends 4th of July.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FREE. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
It's Friday on the Chris Plant Show. Friday, Louie, to you. I will keep saying that, even as cringy as it is to some of you, but I celebrate Fridays, and so should you. We're also going to be taking nominations for the Woke Olympics Awards, because we like to point out when woke things happen, because they are so infuriating and stupid, and we have to highlight the infuriating and stupid. And we are talking about the very smart decision yesterday, in my opinion, by the Supreme Court and of the majority of the court to eliminate race when it comes to consideration for entrance into college. And a few of you have already checked in on this. So let's see what's happening on the phones. Bob is in Clinton, Maryland. Bob, welcome to the Chris Plant Show. What's on your mind?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Being that the Supreme Court has ruled affirmative action to be unconstitutional, does that apply to now that the government cannot consider affirmative action when you submit a contract to the government, when you bid on a job, that they can no longer consider affirmative action? Does that also include affirmative action can no longer be considered when trying to find a job in the federal government, that they can't consider affirmative action for any job anywhere in the United States now?
And if I may, I'd like
to nominate the CEO of Budweiser for your Woke Olympics Award, because he's got to be the biggest dummy ever to walk the face of the earth.
I agree with you on the Woke Olympics Award for the new Bud CEO. By the way, the guy did serve in the Marines, so I wonder if he's just in the wrong job. Because I got to respect every Marine, left or right, but we'll get to him. But, Bob, I think what you're talking about here is important, but this negation of affirmative action on a college level, I think only can be used as evidence in a challenge going forward. I think you'd have to come up with a different case. This case was brought specifically by Asian students who said they were being discriminated against. So I think while it is a major decision, I think you have to look at possibly another case, another lawsuit. But thank you, sir. Excellent points. Charlie is in Sorrento, Florida. Charlie, I got a little time here. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I love when you sub for Chris. Chris is a hoot, by the way.
So
the reason
best.
Why I'm calling, I'm out here camping. I'm listening to WMAL.com and love WMAL. The reason why I called is affirmative action has actually allowed students without being educated into colleges. And without the affirmative action, teachers are actually going to have to start teaching the kids instead of pronouns and they and him. They're going to have to actually start teaching them math and science and in order for them to compete in order to get into college. And that's why they're really mad, because the teachers' unions, they don't want to have to teach the kids. That's too much work for them.
Yeah, they've been the teachers and the teachers' unions have pushed something forward. I've got to make sure I get the correct attribution of the woman who wrote the story on grade inflation. So many kids have been passed through the public school system because we weren't allowed to fail them. Because that would have been racist, you know, and instead of teaching, we surrendered. We just said, okay, we'll lower the standards. Steve Allen wrote a great book years and years and years ago. He's not with us anymore, obviously, called Dumbeth. And it predicted the dumbing down of America, which is kind of where we are. Exactly where we are. We'll get to some of the reactions, as Charlie was talking about, the angry reactions from the left, starting at the very tippy top of the government with the president. Coming up next on the Chris Plant Show with Michael Pelka, in for Chris Plant.
You're listening to the Chris Plant Show.
What's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
1-815.
Welcome to Friday on the Chris Plant Show. Mike Opelka sitting in for Chris as he is on vacation, a lovely idea, which I will partake in a couple of weeks. Not the same kind, but, you know, vacation's a good thing. Maybe some golf. I encourage you to get outside. Even though the Canadian wildfires have really hit here in my home in Wilmington, Delaware, yesterday was just a hazy day outside. And now I'm hearing all these conspiracy theories that there are chemicals in the smoke. Great. Now we got that, as well as my bad golf game. We are keeping an eye on whether or not the next two decisions, the final two decisions from this Supreme Court, are going to pop. I think it's going to be in just about 30 minutes, so we'll keep an eye on that as well. Yesterday, the big decision that caused all the ruckus, the one about affirmative action, has a lot of people upset. A lot of people upset. And I have to go to one of the phones quickly because it was kind of pointing towards the next response I wanted to get to. John is on the phones in Buffalo, New York. I have some great friends in the South Park area of Buffalo. John, welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I was wondering, maybe I'm an alarmist, but I am wondering, do you think we're going to have some of the same stuff we had when the had the the business about
the abortion ruling?
Yeah. In other words, are they going to go harass the judges at their homes the way they did, and you know what that led to with Justice Kavanaugh? You think that's coming? Because obviously, we all know, I think by now, that all they have to do is dial up their good friends at Antifa, and they'll go crazy because that's all they do. I mean, that's their whole life, you know, putting on their masks and harassing people and acting like fools. You think that's coming next? Is that going to happen sooner, or am I being
alarmist? Well, I'd like to believe no, John. I would like to believe no. But I'd also like to think that maybe Antifa's stretched to its limits. It looks like maybe they've got some of their members over in France lighting cars on fire. There's a summer of violence again happening in France, if you're not paying attention. There are 40,000 troops now deployed by Macron after the riots have continued to grow all week in Paris. I hope you're not planning a vacation in Paris. Turning over cars, burning cars. Now they've got construction cranes on fire. And this relates to the killing of a teen by a French policeman. And it sounds very similar to some of the Antifa and BLM riots a couple of summers ago. So they might be stretched to the limits. But will there be violence here in America? Well, maybe, because Nancy Pelosi tweeted yesterday that Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts' majority opinion does violence to justice and fairness in America. So the Supreme Court Chief Justice writes an affirming opinion, and Nancy Pelosi deems those words to do violence. She said the opinion does violence to justice and fairness in America. Is this a coded message from Pelosi to the far left to get out there? Or is she an acolyte of the great philosopher Cher, who told us words are like weapons? They wound you sometimes. No, it's neither. Chief Justice Roberts' majority opinion actually has some a little bit of wiggle room in there to allow universities not to necessarily judge an applicant based on the color of their skin, but also adds in some wiggle room for life experience to see if a person got to where they are with this good score or a reasonable score, but had a very difficult road ahead of them. So in other words, the essay still matters. And I think that's good. I think that's a good thing. I also think we're going the right direction on this to have an America that does not look at color, but absolutely looks at content and quality of the character who is applying, and that we reward performance. We still need to focus on becoming a meritocracy, and excellence. Excellence needs to be grown, to be bred, to be raised. Thank you, John, for calling. Quick bounce over to Mark in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hey, Mark, welcome to the Chris Plant Show, sir.
Hey, it's been great having you on the show this past week. And
thank
I actually
you, sir.
Appreciated how you handled Mike the Lib a couple of times.
Well, you know, but, you know, it is the show for the host. You know, it's Chris's show when he's here. And when he hands me the wheel, it's my show. And I appreciate absolutely. When people respect that.
Yes. I wanted to take a little bit of issue with the caller a couple of callers ago, simply because who was saying, my goodness, teachers are going to actually have to teach math and reading and things. And I work near Fort Bragg. I guess it's now Fort Liberty. But Fort Liberty, 70% African-American school. And I can only tell you, well, first of all, we teachers are working as hard as we possibly can, but we're getting against a corrupt system. I work at a high school, but when they come in as a math teacher, I'm an Anglican here, and actually my kids are doing about three times better than is considered exceeding expectations. But when they get to our school, they're only considered to be 6% proficient, meaning 6 out of 100 of our students coming into ninth grade are expected to be proficient, mainly because they're only allowed to be failed once. So they know they can do nothing, learn nothing, and keep being moved on.
Hmm.
We have some incredible teachers. By the end of ninth grade, we're at about 26%, which is about four times as much in 1 year as they've gotten in 8 years. I get them, and usually for the last couple of years, my students have tested about 60% proficient, meaning 6 out of 10. And you've got to be hard. You've got to be consistent. You have to have expectations. You've got to deal with parents ahead of time before they get their failing grade, get the priorities right. But you have a lot of teachers. We are working really hard to get these kids up. But I can tell you, for me, for the first half of every semester, for the first two quarters, the lowest grade, even if you do nothing and never show up at class, the lowest grade I can give you is a 50. Secondly, summer school, we changed our policies. It used to be you had to have a 40. Keep in mind, half the year you needed a 50. If you had less than a 40, you could not go to summer school. Now you can miss as many days as you want. You can have a lower than a 40 for a grade, and they'll let you make up my five-month math class in 3 weeks. Well, you're not ready for the next year. So I just kind of want to say I and a heck of a lot of the teachers around me are working very hard to get these students learning. But I just see a whole lot of corruption and a willingness. You have to have a balance between teacher accountability and student accountability. And right now the pendulum only goes one way. It's a system that's more corrupt than the teachers. And I just felt the need to say that. I hope I didn't go on too long.
No, you didn't, Mark. And I'm going to ask you a quick question. I got about 20 seconds left for you, and I appreciate you so much. Teachers are so important in our society, and there are so many great teachers who get no credit. But what's the solution? Yeah, got it. What's the quick fix to all of this?
Two things. One, you have to be willing to get discipline. If a school gives too much discipline, in-school suspension or out-of-school suspension is considered a black mark on them. But an unhealthy system will always get worse before it gets better. You have to be willing to drive it through, and you have to be consistent. And we're not consistent right now.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. Wow, this affirmative action ruling is going to have a major effect. And I'm not sure how we enforce it. I know Ed from Charleston called in to ask that question, but I got to get to a clip here about this because our president is so confused on all of this. Joe Biden yesterday was speechifying from the White House when he got it completely wrong, in my opinion. I don't think he really understands affirmative action.
Affirmative action is so misunderstood. Many people wrongly believe that affirmative action allows unqualified students to be admitted ahead of qualified students. This is not how college admissions work.
So the people who had the higher grades but were told they couldn't be on the list of admissions or even on the wait list, and someone else with lower grades, much lower grades, was pushed ahead of them because of race, that's exactly what happened, sir. He doesn't even understand the basis of why this suit was brought. He's really not ready for the job he has never been, but he's even more confused now.
The colleges set out standards for admission, and every student has to meet those standards. Then and only then, after first meeting the qualifications required by the school, do colleges look at other factors in addition to their grades, such as race.
And now they can't do that anymore. They're not allowed to do that, sir. It's the way this works. But the other part of this is, the other part of the decision from yesterday is that Joe Biden is very, very, well, first of all, he's wrong on what he's talking about. He doesn't get it. And he also does not understand what a ruling from the Supreme Court means. He actually said this yesterday.
We cannot let this decision be the last word. I want to emphasize, we cannot let this decision be the last word.
He wanted to emphasize that we cannot let this decision be the last word. Well, it is the Supreme Court, so it is the last word. Unless you write a law, unless Congress writes a law that requires race to be part of admissions, this decision puts that to rest forever. So I really think that this is going to be a point that the left is going to use in the next election, that they're going to play the race card on this, when this actually is going right at achievement, right towards a meritocracy. I know it's early on a Friday. We're still in the first hour of the program here, and I know he's got two strikes on him. I feel, in order to be fair, in order to be a decent human being, I'm going to give Mike the Lib one more shot. As we're talking about the Supreme Court decision yesterday as regards to affirmative action, let's see what Mike the Lib has to say on this issue and maybe solving the problem. Hello, Mike.
Hey there, Mike. Well, okay. Basically, the problem is they're measuring the wrong thing with education. You basically now have a handheld computer with your cell phone.
Yeah.
Still measuring memory. That's what I excelled at. I had a great memory. But right now, you don't need to have a great memory because you can find anything. It's like having, like, when I was younger, the wealthier kids whose parents could afford, you know, the Encyclopedia Britannica, they had an advantage over kids that didn't have the encyclopedia. Same situation here. If you continue to measure memory, wrong things, yes, you have to teach reading is the most important thing. You have to be able to ask questions in series. And then and then you can get the structural, you know, English from your computer. When I was in the Department of Defense, I railed against us having closed book tests. I said, we don't do our job with a closed book. So why are you having us memorize the regulations? Because we never have to do that. If you have the wrong concept, we're going to get the wrong result. Kids do not have to. These kids could be so far advanced they could be doing calculus and everything else.
Mike, hang on one second. Hang on one second, please. Number one, your phone stinks today. You usually have, like, really clear signal. It's difficult to understand you. But I think what's happened today is Mike the Lib and I actually agree on something. And this goes back to the Pew study I referenced 2 days ago, that one of the most important issues to all Americans right now is education, K through 12. That education where we have such a deficit, where kids are falling behind. I agree with you 100,000%, Mike, that reading is so vital, and we need to put aside all of the electronics and teach kids how to read. And then once they've read, and I follow through on your logic here, we need to teach them to use that knowledge they've gained to learn reasoning from the reading, to ask questions about what they've read. And we also need to teach math and science. And it is, and memory is an important thing. And I had a great memory, too. I can still bring up things that drives my wife crazy from my high school years. But I'm going to make this a Friday announcement that I actually agree with Mike the Lib on something when it comes to our country and our children, that education is at the very center of this. If they can't read, they ain't going to be successful. No matter how many preferential bumps you give them due to whatever crazy affirmative action positions you want to take. Well done, Mike the Lib. Now just fix your phone. It's Michael Pelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Want to get FDA-approved generic Viagra sent to your door and get your first month free? RexMD has made the process incredibly simple. Here's what RexMD patients are saying.
The process with RexMD was really easy. You go online, you answer the medical questions. I didn't have to call a doctor. They made it fast and simple.
I order it. The medication is at my house within a couple of days.
I can tell my wife is happier. I am definitely much happier.
Your consultation is free, your shipping is free, and your first month is free. Generic Viagra starting at just $2 per tablet at FreeRexMD.com.
My partner thinks that I am a rock star.
It's life-changing. It's literally life-changing.
I wish I hadn't waited as long as I did to try RexMD.
Go to FreeRexMD.com to get started right now and get your first month free. That's FreeRexMD.com.
Growing a local business requires more than a great product or service. That's why Podium created a platform that makes it easy to connect with customers where they are, through text, phone, messaging apps, and your website. Because when you interact the way customers prefer, you become the business they prefer. Podium's messaging platform helps you outrank your competition online. 93% of consumers say reviews impact their buying decisions. So Podium makes it easy to automate review requests from happy customers to boost Google rankings and bring in more leads than ever. And Podium knows instantly responding to customers where they're most engaged is the secret weapon for standing out. Podium's all-in-one dashboard helps you respond quickly, convert more leads, and get a leg up on the competition. See why over 100,000 businesses like yours have gotten an instant advantage with Podium. Visit podium.com/coverage. To see it in action and claim your limited time 10% offer. That's podium.com/coverage.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, talking about this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Laranja Reserva by Espinosa. Featuring a fragrant and flavorful Brazilian Laranja wrapper, this unique stick garnered a rating of 94 from Cigar Aficionado, with a profile of hickory sweetness, rich almond paste, citrus zest, and peppery spice. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
And welcome to the Chris Plant Show. Mike Opelka in for Chris while he is vacationing. It is a historic Friday.
You know, everybody likes to make that claim when we have Supreme Court decisions coming out. They should be out shortly on the student loan program and on the LGBTQ rights case. That's what everyone in the left side of the media is calling. It's really a free speech case. But it is Friday, and we promised we'd talk about the Woke Olympics, and you are welcome to nominate a person, an incident, an idea for the Woke Olympics. We already had one nomination for the Budweiser CEO who made some dumb statements. We'll play those. I want to give you an example if you're wondering what the Woke Olympics are. Today we would like to award a Woke Olympics medal to the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Lynx. The Minnesota Lynx, L-Y-N-X, of course. That's that the Minnesota version, the WNBA. They honored State Representative Lee Finke for his commitment to expanding protections for the trans and LGBTQ RSTVU people of all ages. They gave an Inspiring Woman Award to Finke, who is a biological male who presents as a female. So once again, woke has replaced women with biological males pretending to be women. They get a medal. And then there is Pastor Adina Pastor Anna Helgen, who now has changed the creed, which so many Christians read, with the Sparkle Creed. You're not familiar with the Sparkle Creed? Let me share.
The Sparkle Creed. I believe in the non-binary God, whose pronouns are plural. I believe in Jesus Christ, their child, who wore a fabulous tunic and had two dads, and saw everyone as a sibling child of God. I believe in the rainbow spirit, who shatters our image of one white light and refracts it into a rainbow of gorgeous diversity.
The scariest thing about this blasphemy, in my opinion, is that the entire congregation knows it, and they are repeating it along with her. She believes in a, quote, non-binary God. She also believes that Jesus had, quote, two dads. This is kookiness, and I don't think the heavens will take kindly to it. But the scariest part in this woke Olympics medal-winning presentation from Anna Helgen, who is a pastor, is that they all know it, and they all repeat it with her. If you have a nomination, you're welcome to share it. 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. It's Opelka, in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts, don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding Chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th.